You're listening to a Ragnarok actual play. If you like what you hear and you want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the game.
All right, we're recording.
Check.
No, Meyer. No.
It's not him. That's me.
Check his left. Check his leg.
All right, and we're getting off of the subject of.
All right,
I'm done.
Ogres.
God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to
Ogre
Ragnarok actual play.
You should have said it's all ogre now.
It's all ogre. It's ogre and done with.
Yeah, I get it.
Alex is waving to everybody.
Hi, listeners.
I'm breathing heavily at them.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play. Tonight we're going to be playing Monsters and Other Childish Things.
Without our pants on.
The,
Two pairs of pants
We're supposed to be pantsless?
It's optional.
Well, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm taking my pants off then.
There you go.
I'm wearing everyone's pants. I have no idea how I fit into James and Myers.
Magic.
You're not a waist 32?
I'm also 32. High five.
Again, I have no idea how I fit into
Why don't we just go over there and sit on them?
It's better than being Sodom.
Or we could just, you know, Night at the Roxbury them.
Oh, gosh.
So yeah, tonight we're going to be playing The Dreadful Secrets of Candlewick Manor, the terrible tale of four young orphans who are destined for lives of misery and tragedy, and maybe even a little bit of horror.
I can't wait.
So why don't you guys go ahead and introduce your pathetic children?
Pathetic.
All right, I guess I'll start. Excuse me, my pathetic child is Enoch Cuddlebottom, also known as Nock. He's 9 years old. He looks rather goth, I mean, considering it's the 1930s. He tends to wear dark clothes, he has long dark hair, and he has big reflective eyes.
I also did the big eyes.
Well, my character had big eyes, too. And that was pre-gen.
Well, mine was first.
mine was in the book.
Book is stupid.
That means you're unoriginal and a loser and no one likes you.
Everyone likes me.
He's very withdrawn, so he doesn't like talking to people very much. Should we talk about the creepy skills or say
Yeah, you can mention that.
And that's because his creepy skill is that he can see people's sins. He sees what makes them feel guilty. And it manifests when he looks at people as them looking physically dirty and having dirt all over them. So because of that, he's very obsessed with keeping clean. He's very fastidious about his appearance and making sure that he's always clean. And he always carries around his teddy bear, Teddy, which he also keeps meticulously clean.
And just in case for generating guilts on the fly, I came up with an ORE chart.
Awesome.
Things that make people feel guilty.
Hooray.
I want to see. I roll.
Well, I would roll for them, and you would roll to see their guilt.
Oh, okay.
So, like, based on, let's say it's a pretty heinous character, I would roll an 8-die pool, and I get.
I hope I rolled dots.
Wow, no matches.
Pair of sevens.
Okay, so a pair of sevens is violence, a minor scuffle, or fisticuffs. So if someone feels guilty because they got into a fight...
with their baby!
And the rest of it...
I'd be guilty.
Wait, we're 10. I mean, we're kids. Why would we have a baby?
It's not necessarily us who got in a fight with our baby.
It could be damaging to their reputation.
Very damaging to
orphan's relationship
is involved.
To have
a fight with a baby.
It's almost like a big muscly guy losing a fight to a girl or beating up a girl. Either way,
I'm so honored you made a whole table just for me.
I also have reaction dice to see like how they the singletons indicate both the surrounding circumstance, who's involved, and also what their possible reactions would be to being confronted with their personal crime.
You can tell which character is Ryan's favorite.
You can tell which person actually put in the effort to make a character.
I
changed some of the sentences that the book gave me to make.
All right.
Different.
So speaking of
Eric,
introduce your character.
Speaking of Eric, let's talk about something else.
Who the fuck is Eric?
I have no clue anymore.
He is the voice of Pepe from Muppet.
All right. My character is Dorothy Dottie Drury. She's a 9-year-old girl. She also has large eyes because that's apparently our trend in this group.
I don't have large eyes.
She's mine look like a psychopath.
You have a large eye. Everything has large eyes.
She's like Haley Joel Osment in that she's friends with Bruce Willis.
Boy.
I mean, she sees dead people. She might be friends with Bruce Willis in secret. We don't know that yet.
Thanks.
Our characters aren't too developed.
Spoiling it for people.
I've never seen that movie.
If they haven't seen it by now,
I haven't even said what movie it was. I could be talking about Armageddon.
King Kong dies.
What?
Man was the real monster.
Eris was his sled. Wait.
Fifth Element.
He's
made her by a Frenchman.
She's big eyes, and she always looks all kind of raggedy and drowns and
really?
Like wet,
yeah.
Even if she's dry. And she's shifty eyed. She acts kind of crazy.
What's
because Dorothy Dottie Drewy.
And she always looks drowned.
Yeah.
Well, first
you should
name
change
is,
the name to Ophelia.
Her middle name is Dottie, so it was Dorothy, and then Dottie?
They call her Dottie.
You know what? I'm changing my name to Ophelia, except I'm leaving my nickname Dottie.
Ooh.
That just makes more sense if she always looks wet and drowned.
Yeah. All and right. She's a little
boilers
baby.
For.
And a spoilers for Hamlet. Anyone that's ever hasn't heard of it yet.
I think the Statue of Limitations is past a little bit.
500 years is outside the Statue of Limitations.
Spoilers, Jesus rises on the third day.
What? Oh, come on, I didn't finish that book yet.
I'm sorry.
Very long.
Give it a week and a half.
Honestly, I've been stuck on Deuteronomy for a long
time. Me too, because it sounds kind of like duty.
The Revelation book is
just
the best
keep
part.
Giggling.
But that's all the way at the end. I don't like to skip ahead.
Let's hear about James's character.
I have a character? Oh, alright, yeah. I'm James. I am playing Jareth Pyre. He is 10 years old. He also has kind of big eyes for his head. You know, he has gray streaks through his hair for some reason. He's sickly thin and kind of sways when he walks.
So he's got swagger.
Yes. Like a stalk in the breeze.
Pretty much.
That's exactly what my character looks like. Except it's not at all.
Oh! Look at you being all misdirective over there.
One direction.
Wait, that's a
Mr.
thing?
Chris's favorite direction.
It's funnier when he does.
What? He's going to kill you when he hears that.
No, he won't. Because this one time he came to my house with a temporary tattoo of One Direction on his arm.
Why?
Because he found some temporary tattoos.
Definitely going to kill you. Announcing that to all of our listeners.
You can't say a Chris's favorite thing. Eric's favorite joke to take away.
Well, I'm Meyer, and I'm playing a boy named Duncan Barrowwart, who's 10 years old, and he may not have giant eyes like the rest of his group, but he's a giant everything. He's 6 foot tall, he's big,
big
and
kid.
He's big and muscular.
And Meyer went through an early puberty.
Meyer's got giantism.
I'm still growing.
They already have basketball scholarships lined up for you.
He's not very bright, but he has a heart of gold, and he has a spiky carapace that covers his back and shoulders.
So if you were a kid in the 80s, people would be calling you a Koopa Troopa.
Yeah.
They still call him that now, it's just confusing.
Because nobody gets the reference.
All right, Ryan, I'm going to remake my character to make him prescient.
Okay.
So I can call Meyer Koopa Troopa.
And nobody will get the reference.
I will.
All right. So you guys have all spent what you remember of your childhoods as wards of the state in orphanages or for very brief stints in foster care because nobody wants you. You're weird. You're odd.
What?
It's been a very tragic existence. You have difficulty interacting with normal people. You've all watched. Aww.
You failed.
What?
Oh. It's a Maya, game just started, and Maya ruined his character sheet.
And my pants.
Maya just he sprinkled the
bleeding.
Iced tea that he spilled on his character sheet all over his crotch.
So then, I would have gotten up sooner, but my legs weren't working. I can't figure out why.
Did you want it on your table, Ryan? It's either that or your table.
The table could be cleaned.
You could have gotten a napkin.
That's not how I work, man. I should know it by now.
I really would have gotten up earlier when I noticed it happening.
Man, Meyer's sheet is already battle scarred.
I can't get up.
It's a
party foul, number one.
All right.
What is happening over there that I'm not going to help?
You've seen.
I wanted to help. I really did. I couldn't get up.
You've seen other children go into the loving arms of happy parents willing to adopt them.
So I'm getting all problem child-esque
right
over here.
Even the twitchy kind of strange kids. The kid with the lazy eye, or you know, the kid who mutters to themselves. They got adopted, but you guys were all just a little bit too strange.
Justin Bieber kid.
Muttering Mike got adopted before me. I hate Muttering Mike.
Did Will Wilson get adopted before me?
Yes.
Little
Willie Dubby.
Think about how adorable he is.
Not little Willie Dubby, huh?
I told you guys the story when we were
playing
out of his
attic,
right?
He was the first one.
Yeah.
We found pictures, like old pictures up there, we found baby pictures, and Nick Carlucci was like, "Well, who's this?" I'm like, "It's Will. Can't you tell by the dumb look on his face?" And his mom starts cracking up, and she's like, "It is Will." Like, he still makes that look.
Will makes the same faces as a grown man that he did as an infant. Yeah, I would have to say that Lil Willie W. was the first orphan to get adopted.
I believe it.
Son of a bitch.
Until the day when the man in the big black car showed up at the orphanage.
I was hoping you'd say the man in the yellow hat.
No.
No.
Can I get through this, guys?
Yes.
Because I've been trying to...
Sorry.
It's like a 5-minute spiel, and it's gone on for 15 minutes.
I blame Lil Will W.
He's just too adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Until the man with the big black car showed up at the orphanage, he spoke to the orphanage director in hushed tones, and they were originally very tepid toward him. They shook their heads, and he motioned toward you, and they threw up their hands and said no, but then he showed them what he had in his case, and then they were much more agreeable.
Did the case glow when he opened it?
Yes.
The golden dildo.
It did a little bit. And they came, and they told you that you would be going to live in a new place, where you would have a great many adventures and learn many things, and where you would be happy.
Bullshit. Excuse me.
Sounds like a great place to me.
Meyer, your character buys into it wholeheartedly.
Yep.
Okay, so you pack your meager belongings in your suitcases, your whatever clothing you own.
We actually have suitcases.
Cardboard.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
I was thinking it was just a burlap sack.
Oh, do you have a bindle? Like a hobo bindle?
Ooh, yes. I want one.
Okay.
I'm going to put stuff in my pillowcase.
You've got a pillowcase?
Yeah.
James is going to put stuff in his arm.
James, you're going to pack your arm?
Yeah, I'll pack my arm. All packed, ready to go. He's just one bulging bicep.
Now, we never really discussed the capacity of your arm.
No, we didn't.
That's not a sentence you hear very often.
How many dice do you have in the arm?
Three, I think, isn't it?
Three dice. So, according to the little chart here, you can pack up to 200 pounds of stuff.
So I guess it's not constrained by the shot size of his arm.
No, I'm going to say that the skin stretches to accommodate whatever he puts in there.
Is Gilbert Gottfried the director of the shelter?
Is Gilbert Gottfried less than 200 pounds?
I would like to shove Gilbert Gottfried into my arm.
Is he the director of the orphanage?
He can be if you want him.
It's like a one-man army over here. James, you gotta get your stuff packed.
I'm sorry, you're Jareth.
Yeah.
Jareth, pack your things.
He just sits there picking at his question. Arm.
He can fit 200 pounds worth of stuff in his arm. Can he lift 200 pounds worth of stuff if it's in his arm?
I'm strong for my age.
What's your hands rating?
Dragging the arm.
Four?
Four? So yeah, I'm gonna say that it's tough, like... You would probably be dragging
one lopsided
one huge lopsided arm.
I know none of you guys have ever played Dead Space 2, but there's, or maybe you have. There's the one enemy that has a huge glowing sack at the end of one arm that it drags behind it, mm-hmm. and if you shoot that sack, it explodes. And now that's just kind of picturing what James is dragging this.
Or it could go Left 4 Dead 2 with the one zombie that's got one huge arm and one little arm.
Oh yeah.
The charger?
Yeah. We called him the chronic masturbator.
Alright, so Meyer's got a pillowcase. James has his
I'm
arm.
Just stuffing. I don't have much.
Is it your left arm or your right arm?
I think it's going to be my right arm.
Your right arm? Alright.
I think it's the left arm because then the right arm can pack it and, you know, unzip it better. If he's a righty, I feel like the left arm would be better.
Well, is he a lefty or righty?
I'm gonna have him as a righty, but you know the lefty, you know, left arm.
Okay, so he's got his left arm. Yeah. He can unzip it.
I'm gonna take note of that.
I am left-handed.
I'll have a cardboard suitcase, so Alex can have the bindle, and we could all have different kinds of storage devices.
All right. So you all depart with this man. He is very, very large. Very strong looking, very cold. He's wearing a driver's cap, driving gloves, and a long coat and sunglasses.
Is he as tall as I am?
He's a little taller.
Oh,
you have to look up to him, which is
so he's like 6'5".
Yeah, he's pretty big.
I'm just turning to my side. Shh, don't say that about him. It's not nice. Because I talk to dead people, I don't say that part.
So, with that transition in mind, throughout the course of the day, the car makes stops at various public institutions housing orphans and retrieves all four of you.
Ah.
So, at the end of the day, getting on towards sundown, you all find yourselves in the car together. We'll say that James is the last one to get in, so he drags a huge arm that seems to be bulging with objects, and you don't even know what. And you see, you decide to speak to each other for the first time. So. What do your characters look like? Because I don't know if we got your description, Alex.
We went through description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just didn't, I think Alex was the only one who explained what his abilities were.
Right.
The rest of us did not.
Meyer did.
I didn't.
And Eric did. All right. So I think we just told
everybody that I have a boneless arm that I just pack things with to use as an arm, as bones.
And it's just so when there's nothing in it, it's just sort of amorphous. It hangs by your side, limp.
I think I keep like a straight edge, like piece of bar in there. Okay. It's still usable as an arm. It's also a storage device.
At one point, you had bones, but you just sort of misplaced them somewhere and forgot them.
Yeah, so now I substitute it with other things that I find lying around.
Lost his bones.
All right. So the driver gets back into the car and pulls away from the curb and says, "We will be heading to the Candlewick home. We should be there within a few hours. Feel free to help yourselves to the pop in the ice bucket in the back."
I'm going to give the driver the eye.
Uh-oh.
You're going to sit there quietly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I will hand out the pop to people. Pop.
Pop. Oh.
I very timidly take it from you.
3 tens or 3 eights? I'll let you pick. I'm going to go with 3 tens.
I keep looking at that. Pop. Pop.
3 tens. Use pop. The best ones you got.
3 tens.
So pop.
Thank you.
thing.
Trace Tenores.
You look at the driver. He seems
pull a bottle opener out of the.
Please, thank you.
I'm trying to think of how you would see this in terms of you get the sense that he's looking far off into the distance, and you can see that he has a family back somewhere that he is supposed to be saving money and sending money to. Mm-hmm. But he as a driver, he doesn't make much. Mm-hmm. And you know, things are very expensive here in America.
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 Yeah, I forget. When I my power, does it do I just always see like dirt on people from their sins and then I have to use it to see what those are?
Yeah, I'm going to say that that's okay. How it works. You kind of see people as being tarnished or dirty or
okay.
Unkempt.
And didn't we decide Meyer is clean?
I'm clean.
Meyer is clean because he is a simple soul and does not feel guilt about anything.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I stare at the driver and file that away. And then I turn when Meyer goes to offer me the coal and I go... Oh.
There you go.
Thank you.
No problem, bub.
You're so clean.
I don't remember... When did I take my last bath? Tuesday? I guess that's clean.
But son, it's only Tuesday.
I don't smell clean, though.
I can imagine I don't.
That's... Wow.
Ophelia, look at that thing. Look at his arm.
Don't. It's not polite to say that in... Going to make me look insane again.
Ilias, you can't go with these people. Look at them, they're freaks.
Oh, I'm sure they're fine. They're fine. You're all a little weird.
Look at that guy. He's a turtle.
Yes, we... It's a stylistic choice that... Stop.
I think it looks less like a shell, more like a thing, kind of, you know?
Oh, so it's sort of rocky?
I guess, maybe, yeah. Well, it's like, you know, it's part of my... It's not like a shell on my back, it's just like my...
It just is his back.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, the girl is talking to herself.
The girl is disagreeing with herself.
With herself,
yes.
Over there, under the table.
Under the table.
I'm sitting as close to the door as I possibly can, and I don't... And when he offers me the popper initially, I flinch and... cower more, and I kind of grip the belt buckle.
How dirty do these two look?
I would say that would be up to them. What do you guys feel bad about?
She obviously feels bad about her.
Right? Yeah. You,
mean things about people.
You could you can roll to on each of them if you want.
No, I just want to see like how dirty they are.
Eric's probably feeling... Are you feeling guilty about having to deal with the ghost?
Drink it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know. So, the girl is relatively dirty. Her hair is all messy, and, she seems to be staring a lot at Duncan.
Right, okay.
I sure would.
And James, how about you? Do you feel guilty about anything?
I would say yeah. I mean, I am missing my arm-ish, the bones that are supposed to be there. I'm assuming that however that happened wasn't pleasant.
You don't remember, actually.
That's what I'm saying. I don't...
But every time you try to remember, you just kind of go... Nope. And nothing comes.
That's probably why I don't remember where the actual bones are.
Right. You know, you just mislaid them somewhere.
Yeah, and I can only assume that how that happened wasn't good. So I assume it's my fault, as most children would. So yeah. I guess that's why I would feel guilty that whatever this is, it's my fault.
It's your fault.
Mommy always told me not to leave my bones at the park.
You have a mom?
And what did I do?
Oh, yeah.
Headmaster always told me.
So, yeah, James looks dirty, concentrated on his huge amorphous arm. Do you feel guilty about any of the things you may have done to other people when you're in your manic, angry...
Oh, yeah, also there's that.
I mean, berserker rage.
But yeah. Sometimes I just snap and I attack people for... Sometimes even offering me a soda, which I flipped three times for and kept getting docile, so...
I feel like James is, when I look at James, with how dirty he is would change depending on whether he's angry or docile.
Yeah.
Because right, when he's docile, he would feel guilty about the things he did when he's angry. But when he's angry, he probably doesn't give a shit about anything.
Right. So right now, knuckles...
So right now I'm pretty dirty.
I'm going to say his knuckles, the hand of his huge bulging arm...
Okay.
It's just sort of it looks like the arm collapsed into the hand, so the fingers are all kind of short, sausage-y. Stumpy, and bulging out. It looks horrible,
like a ballpark Frank. They're just inch of my fingers,
except with the veins, and like obviously strained with the weight of everything that.
Especially
you
since
put
I'm sickly
it.
Thin, like it just it's completely obvious. There's things in there that shouldn't be.
I'm Knock.
No, I don't think there's another person in there.
Well, you know, there could be.
What has he got in there, though? What do you think he put in that?
It's not nice to ask people what's in their arms.
Oh, my name is Duncan.
Nice to meet you, Duncan.
Knock. Like Knock on Wood?
No, like Enoch. But just call me Knock.
Okay.
I'm Ophelia. Everyone calls me Dottie.
How do they call you Dottie?
I dropped it.
I never know. Dottie. I just went with it.
I'm Duncan.
Nice to meet you.
And I'm Josephine.
No, just ignore Josephine. She's not important right now.
Okay.
Who's Josephine?
You should ignore her. She's not important.
Ophelia, your friends are all rude. Not a single one of them said hello to me.
I asked them not to say hello to you.
You don't want me to say hi to Josephine?
There's no Josephine here. Whoever mentioned her is... They're lying.
Hello, Duncan.
You mentioned her.
Can I have a pop, please?
It's a pop.
What's your name,
Thank
James?
You.
Jared.
Thank
you. I'm Jareth.
So, what's in your arm?
My things.
Oh.
It's a
weird place to keep stuff, but whatever.
I don't want to lose my things.
Yeah.
I guess that makes a weird kind of sense.
Seems like a smart place to put it.
I can't lose things then.
Yeah.
What happened to your bones then?
I don't know.
No, the answer was I lost them. Damn it, James.
What happened to your bones? I lost them.
Redcon, I lost them.
Backtrack.
Did a dog take them? Dogs like bones.
They're just gone.
Oh.
Well, that's inconvenient.
So as far as you guys know, you
he starts to look a little teary-eyed. He's getting a little emotional. He doesn't know how to handle the stress of other people talking to him. Especially people he doesn't know.
Ophelia, I don't like that boy. He's mean.
Which one? Which one's mean?
Look at him. Look at him with his well pressed clothing and
teddy bear.
His teddy bear. Look at his stupid teddy bear.
I don't think it's fine, teddy bear. It's not stupid at all.
Speaking
what?
Of what's
I think your teddy bear's not stupid.
Who said teddy's stupid?
No one said your teddy bear is very nice. I like it. It's got some nice eyes.
All right, now I want to find out what Ophelia feels guilty about.
What's the teddy
about.
Bear's name?
One second.
Oh. I have a teddy bear, too.
What's your teddy bear's name?
Crap, what is his name?
Four twos.
Four twos, okay.
I was just about to say Candace.
Find it out fast.
Like, yeah, really you look into you look into Ophelia's eyes, and Ophelia, you see yourself reflected back in his eyes, and you also see Josephine reflected in her eyes, in his eyes rather. And Alex, you can see kind of the wispy, disembodied form of a girl about 12 years old, hovering vaguely in the seat next to Ophelia, and you can hear her saying bad things about all of you. And that is what Ophelia feels guilty about.
Ophelia. I'm staring right at the seat next to Ophelia, where Josephine is. You don't need to feel bad about those things that dumb old Josephine says.
What? I have no... I don't know...
Did he just call me dumb?
I'm sure he meant something else.
Nope. I meant she's a big dummy who wouldn't know a good teddy bear if it punched her in the face.
All right.
I put my knees to my chest and just clutch and...
Ophelia rears... Josephine rears up. She gets this really pissed off
look. Can I still see her, or was it just a glimpse?
It was just a glimpse.
That's okay.
Yeah.
What do you guys like to do for fun?
I like to play jacks.
Two twos. Okay. Eric, you see Josephine. She sort of bites her lip and goes... and then she swipes her hand through the teddy bear, and it falls off the seat.
I like to play baseball.
Josephine?
I can't play baseball.
You can use your top.
And your arm as a bat.
Whose bicycle's in the
garage?
James's. Be very careful. Scratch my
cord. I will not. I am very cautious.
Okay, good. I'll
that's why I put it all the way to the side.
Okay.
I can carry it over my head if it need be.
That's not what you said when you got here. You're like, oh man, I can't wait to scratch that cord and leave.
Do not
I'm
going to
be the opposite of cautious when I
leave. I only said
later.
Some of that. Don't skip leg day at the gym. All right, back to what we're doing.
You can use your arm as a bat.
I'm right-handed.
Oh, it's all right. You can use your right arm and use it as a bat.
Wouldn't that hurt?
I don't know. I never tried using my arm as a bat before.
Anyway, Eric, Josephine looks at you and says, "Just be careful, Ophelia. I can't follow you any further. I need to go home."
Well, why?
I shouldn't have wrote Josephine down then.
Well, who knows where this man is taking you with these freaks and their stupid teddy bears?
Will you stop?
Your teddy
sure
bears
it's fine. I'm sure we're going to be fine. We're adopted. We've been waiting for this.
We haven't been adopted. They're taking us to another orphanage. We know that, right? He said we're going to the Candlewick home.
Candlewick home.
Oh, he did? Oh, I missed that.
It is the Candlewick home for the unwanted and unloved.
Would we know that, considering that we always jump from orphanage to orphanage? Wouldn't that be like a kind of like a legend? Like that's
to
something.
See if you've heard of it before. Go away. Make me a brains plus remember check.
I think the teddy bear should be also called the teddy.
See if you've heard from it before. Heard of it before?
I have a pair of sevens.
No matches here.
Remember?
Yeah. I also have a pair of sevens.
That'd be only a
and a pair of threes.
You know what?
Bear's name Teddy.
I think I said Candace. I think we're gonna go with that. Just because that's the first name that came to my mind, but I have no idea why.
That's a good name for Teddy.
We're gonna say that in all of the institutions of your youth, you've heard whisperings of it. The place where they take the freakish kids. Alex, you were at an orphanage. Where a kid named, supposedly a kid named Cecil Musk used to live. He was...
Poor Cecil.
Oh, Cecil.
He had a distinct Musk.
What state were you in, or does it not matter?
It doesn't really matter. We'll say it's Connecticut.
All right. The game of waspy intrigue.
The game of waspy intrigue. Masters of Connecticut.
Maine?
I really want to play Masters of Connecticut now.
Just as an aside, at the wake the other day, Eric, Chris, and I were talking about
what wake?
Chris's aunt Marianne died.
Oh.
Steve-O's mom.
Oh, that sucks.
We were talking about Masters of Connecticut. We decided the mechanic for it would be like golf, where if you rolled a one, it was a hole in one, and whatever the average roll was par. If you rolled over par, then you failed. If you roll under par,
that requires a lot of math, but that's actually really smart too.
You know what you should do? You should introduce your teddy bear to his teddy bear.
It might take me a while to find him. Oh. He's in here somewhere.
Okay.
You see around where your elbow is, there's a vaguely teddy bear shaped bulge. Except it just looks like veins and taut flesh.
Wait.
I kind of pick at the scab to go look for it, then think about I would have to take stuff out, so I just rub my arm. Where Teddy might be.
Anyway, Josephine says, I have to go. Who knows where this man is taking you? Good luck, Ophelia. And then she disappears out the car.
I also rolled a pair of sevens as well, so...
So you've heard the same kind of rumors in a couple of places where you've been.
That's also where we're living.
Older kids. It's where they take the freaks.
No one liked playing Cecil. What did Cecil like to play?
Pinochle.
Oh.
Cecil liked to play Pinochle.
Oh. Whose character was that again?
Chris.
Okay. It's been a long time since we played that.
Chris.
So yeah, that's what you've heard vaguely about the Candlewick Home.
All right. So awesome. They're just taking us to another orphanage for kids people no one wants. We're never going to get adopted now.
I kind of knew that's where I was going. It's where I was always bound to end up.
That's a good destiny then.
You don't really understand things, do you?
I've been told I haven't. I don't.
It's okay. You're a nice guy. Thanks. I can see it.
You're nice, too.
Really?
Yeah. You're pretty good. You have a cool clothes and a cool teddy bear.
Well, thanks. I try. I like to keep neat.
You all seem fairly nice.
I whip out something, like, picking like a smudge of dirt out from under my nails.
you've got like a little nail care set in your bindle.
Yeah. Well, I probably whip out like a pocket knife or something and just pick some dirt out from under my nails. There we go.
He says that to you, you know, you're a nice guy and all. And you kind of look over and you catch sight of your reflection in the window with trees speeding by. You look away really quickly.
Oh, I don't look at my reflection.
All right, so you guys have had your first impressions of everybody.
Hate you all. I'm just kidding. Just Eric.
The car... Can
I do anything?
All right, just Eric's ghost.
Just stupid Josephine. The car drives on through windy country roads. Eventually, a valley opens up before you, and you can see just as the sun is setting behind you, the lights of a little town coming on as the car.
How guilty does the town feel?
This town is filthy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's Connecticut.
I would have said the same thing about Jersey.
You catch sight of, in the foothills, around the edges of the valley, there is a huge gothic pile of a mansion in the cruciform shape. And from this height on the mountain, you can see the top of it is sort of covered in moss, in what looks like almost like somebody crucified. But it's obvious that the arms of the cross are too short, so it's a very stunted, dwarfen crucified form. And as you pull through the town, everybody gives the car kind of the side eye as it goes by.
I wave to them.
People at the grocery store. Do you roll down the window and?
It's a window. I don't know if it's black, and I don't know, so I just wave at them and think they see me. Hi. Hi.
Everybody kind of ignores you.
Why?
Because windows are dark coming outside. You have to roll it down if you want them to see.
Oh, rather I roll it down and I say hi.
You start waving.
Hi.
There are some gasps of horror, and people turn away and start running. There's actually a baby that waves back, but someone snatches it up and takes it away.
They don't seem very happy to see us.
Well, the baby seemed happy.
Babies are dumb. They don't know.
They're smarter than you think.
Eventually, the car pulls up into the courtyard of that Gothic mansion that I was telling you about. It's three stories high. There's an entryway. The car pulls into the drive. The driver lowers the partition between his area and the back seat and says, you are to go inside and find Miss Silverdale. She will show you to your rooms.
Is she missing? We have to find her.
No, she's in the house.
But
Do you work here, Mr. Driver?
Yes, I am the driver. Obviously.
Well, I hope you don't abandon us like you abandoned your family. And I'm going to get out of the car and leave.
He kind of starts and looks back at you and doesn't have time to react at all.
I pull out a pop. I'm like, want a pop?
Just go.
Okay. Can I take the pop with me?
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a good pop.
Already made friends.
Does anyone want a pop for the road?
I still have the one you gave me.
Josephine says it rots your teeth.
Well, we've already established that Josephine doesn't know what she's talking about.
So as soon as you guys step out of the car and close the door, it peels off around the side of the house, you know, very abruptly. You get the feeling that you made a good impression on that man.
I don't think he's coming back.
Making friends, influencing enemies.
I think you want to find some more people, maybe.
You'll be back when you tell him to drive us somewhere else.
So, there are lights on. It's around sundown. The sun has probably set at this point. It's late summer, say around August. So it's probably around 8 or 9 o'clock. You are in a courtyard. There is a big double door entryway into the mansion. You can hear people walking around inside.
Who are we looking for?
Some laughter.
Miss
Silverdale.
Silverdale, okay.
I was going to say, is there like a doorbell or something, like a pull string or some way to get somebody to open the door for us, or is the door open?
There's a pull string for a bell. So you pull it.
Yeah. Does anyone need any help carrying their stuff?
Would you carry mine?
Okay.
Thank you, Duncan.
Your bindle looks absurdly tiny, like a toy.
I realize that I'm so obsessed with
cleaning. I don't actually have a bindle. What I have is a stick with many notches and all my clothes hanging on hangers from it.
Okay.
Because otherwise they'd get wrinkled.
All right. I was going to say, what are they like? They're perfectly folded inside of the little rag or whatever you tied it up with.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense.
How about you, little lady?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Might as well.
Okay.
Can you help with your arm?
The door opens.
Okay.
And you see an older girl, about 14. She's a little shorter than you, Meyer.
Oh.
Everyone is.
Yeah. She's wearing a Candlewick Manor blazer, skirt, and
who are we looking for?
Miss Silverdale.
You want to pop?
We're looking for Miss Silverdale. Why don't you tell us exactly where she is? Now.
Oh, you guys must be new.
My name is Duncan. That's Dottie. That is Jareth, and that's Nock.
I'm Josie.
Hey, Josie, want a pop?
I've neglected to mention Josie is covered in hair.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. Does Josie want a pop?
I have a friend named Josie. She doesn't like it when I call her Josie.
No, thanks. We just finished dinner. There may be some leftovers if you're still hungry. From the road. I can come in.
That sounds lovely.
You must be Cecil's new bunch.
Yes.
We have to find Mrs. Blah-Boo-Bet.
Silverdale.
That's it.
Okay. I'll go get her for you. Just stay here. She walks off.
As she walks off, I go and I start picking up little knickknacks that are around the room and start inspecting them.
Well, she seemed nice.
Accidentally dropping things that look valuable. Mm-hmm. Accidentally.
Who's in it? Josie.
Might not want to break everything, considering we just got here.
Well, not everything, just...
No, I say that in character.
What does it matter? We're at the end of the road.
Do I notice that he's suddenly, like, not dirty anymore?
Yeah, he looks considerably cleaner.
Oh.
Ooh, this looks like it might be useful, and I
That's
unzip
disconcerting.
And... Insert.
What are you taking? You can say what it is, whatever you want.
Oh, it looks like
a shotgun.
Yeah.
An umbrella, in the umbrella stand. Or,
yeah. Take
this
umbrella.
Looks useful. Right in the arm.
Over there. Try to wiggle the fingers, adjust it so I can.
I love it. I'm just picturing the umbrella pops open inside your arm.
Uh-oh. Oh, I hate when this happens. No. Maybe like, you know, like
Sprite,
a candle...
Sprite.
Maybe like a candlestick that has a candle on it.
Okay,
you know, so I put out the candle and I just put it in there.
So there's a hot
candelabra on the wall. Douse one and take it and shove it in your arm.
What if wax gets stuck in your arm?
It would be fine.
Okay. How do you clean it?
Open it all the way, shake it, and scrub.
Are there any, like, spirit, can I see, if there are any spirit, maybe dead people around that I could converse with? Because I feel more comfortable with them than with
other people. Certainly.
I guess I'll be using my twilight eyes.
Roll that. What stat is that attached to?
Brains. So I'm rolling brains plus the twilight
eyes. Brains plus twilight eyes, that's correct.
2 sevens. Yeah, I'm really good with rolling pairs of sevens for some reason.
Lucky number sevens.
Yeah.
Lucky number of 11.
Lucky number boobs.
I like boobs.
I do like boobs.
They're overrated. Butts are where it's at.
I don't think you understand. I'm a boob addict.
Yeah.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
I'm going to say, floating down the hallway, you see a woman in a long flowing nightdress, looks about late middle aged, looks like she's had her throat slit.
Oh, that's pleasant.
Something tells me there's going to be lots of ghosts in this town.
Now,
this building,
Ryan, you said the person we're looking for is Miss Silverdale?
Yes.
Now, you would know, Eric, is it improper etiquette to ask a ghost about obvious mortal wounds, like their throat being slit?
Clearly headless.
No, you see it. You know, it's an impulse question. I guess the ghost would understand by this point.
Before you asked, yes, I cut my own throat.
I'm trying to eke away from these guys a little bit and get her. Hello?
She looks over.
We're supposed
Are
to stay
you talking to me, my dear?
Oh, yes, 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 you.
Is it Josephine?
Oh. Just a moment. You'll have to forgive my appearance. I did not know we were having new arrivals.
It's all right, it's all right. No problem.
And now he's talking to the wall.
He?
Oh, he chose. Oh, she. Sorry, I keep forgetting. Gotta write that down. She. The man with the giant beard is a she.
Yeah.
And who might you be, my dear?
I'm Ophelia. We're looking for Miss Silverdale.
Silverdale. I don't believe I know any Miss Silverdale, but...
Who's your friend?
I didn't even notice that they were looking at me, by the way. I kind of get in my own head when she
kind of fades away a little, and she fades back into substantiality. She says, perhaps she's one of my grandson Miles' servants.
I don't think she heard me.
Oh, no, I was saying, like, when they... I kind of snapped out a little bit.
Oh, okay, so...
Yeah.
So now you realize that they're all staring at you?
Yeah.
All right, so how do you react to that?
Just, talking, you know, practicing talking. You said not talk for... No, Josephine, there's no Josephine. The other girl was Josie, remember? She was Josie, that's the real color. Josephine.
So you're just... practicing.
Talking, I used to be very bad at talking.
Great, and another nut
I'm improving my skills with talking.
It's always good to practice one's elocution here.
Exactly.
What?
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 Exactly?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm disagreeing with myself.
People think I'm weird.
Silverdale.
Well, she told that Dolly told us to... Josie told us to wait here. We don't want to upset our
I'm tired of waiting.
Like your friends are quite the rambunctious bunch.
They're very energetic. Very energetic.
I'm going through the drawers now.
Is there anyone else around here?
Yeah, there are a couple of kids. Let's see.
Flag down kid number one.
Okay, there's a younger girl. She's got a little doll with her. she also has kind of weird eyes, except one of them is kind of squinty, and one of them's just huge, bulging out of her head, veiny, horrible.
Excuse me. Where's Miss Silverdale?
What do you want?
Miss Silverdale.
I don't know. I don't know where she is. Are you new? You look new.
Yes, we're new.
Hi, I'm Duncan. This is Nucky.
No. You look like 6 feet of idiot.
Hey, be nice to him.
You want a pop?
Ooh, an altercation. I like altercations. Hey, kid, who's the king of this crop when, you know, the parents aren't around?
Parents are never around.
I mean, shit, when the adults aren't around. Shit, I keep forgetting. My bad.
That would be the prefect.
Prefect?
One of them, they both look stupid. One of them's got a big lead apron on and he drools all over it. Yeah. And the other one's covered in fur.
I'll be damned if I get talked down to by a hairy person.
Yeah, Jojo the wolf girl.
Oh, Josie. What was your name?
My name's Priscilla.
That's a nice name. You want a pop?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'm done.
Are we done here? Can I go?
Yes, you've been absolutely no help.
And you've been absolutely obnoxious.
Nice to meet you.
She glares at you. Let's see.
I'll glare back at her.
While she's glaring at him, I'm going to steal her teddy bear. Her doll.
Oh.
All right, so here's how we do this.
All right.
Priscilla is going to give you the stink eye.
Okay.
Stink.
James, you can roll your hands plus what's an appropriate thieving skill. What do you got?
I got shot, punching, and blocking. But it's more of just, you know, just gonna. Yeah.
Somebody is a wolf girl.
Let's see. Go with shop. Hands plus shop, because it's a stealing stuff is a technical skill.
Ah.
And we'll see which order this goes off on.
All right. I am going to
stink eye.
I'm going to use my penetrating gaze as an attack. And I'm going to make her feel so bad about whatever she feels guilty about that it gives her a headache.
Okay.
Because I guess that's how my attack works.
I got a pair of nines.
Damn. Yeah, pair of tens.
All right.
Just had to have to James.
Yeah. Bastard.
Well, I rolled nothing, so I changed it to a pair of tens.
Yeah. Whoa.
So here's what
I have
happens.
Awesome, too. So after I roll, I could change one of my dies to something else.
Oh.
Nice. James, she got a pair of eights. So your pair of nines gobbles her set. Because you were stealing her doll and she was hanging on to it. So she, rather than doing whatever it was she was going to do, she gets distracted by you swiping her doll.
Well, instead of hurting her then, can I just use that to see what she feels guilty about?
Yeah, if you want
instead
to.
Instead of using it as an attack.
All right. I'm going to say the other day, since this kind of interrupts each mm-hmm. other's actions, the other day, Josie gave her a demerit for being out past curfew.
Mm.
So she gave Josie the stink eye, and Josie fell down the stairs.
Oh,
and she feels kind of bad about that, because Josie's a little, you know...
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty obnoxious, according to the mental image that you get from this girl. But you know, she's family, maybe. And speaking of which, since you're not using your dice to give her a headache,
mm-hmm.
she is absolutely livid with you, James. Give it back! Give it back right now!
You could have been a little nicer. Just saying.
Give it back.
You know, normally I'd react violently to somebody touching me, but you gave me a pop, so I will give it back.
Thanks,
just be nicer to newcomers next
time.
There
you go. What's your doll's name?
She swipes it. My doll's name is none of your business.
That's a nice...
That's a long name for a doll.
That's a nice name. None of your business. That's a nice name for a doll.
Can we call her Nunzi?
Does she have a nickname?
New kids are idiots. And then she walks away.
Hope we don't make anyone else fall down the stairs.
It was nice to meet you. Listen. We're all family here.
You see her sort of stop and kind of look back over her shoulder, and then she storms off.
I'm waving.
You wave at her?
We make such a great first impression.
That's going to have some consequences later for you.
Listen.
About this time, Josie comes back with...
Ooh, do I rat out Priscilla?
Mm-hmm. I would hold on to that little ace. Mm-hmm. I would take note of that.
Yeah.
Josie is known as JoJo the Wolf Girl.
Josie, though.
I and she's one of the leaders.
Prefects.
So is Cecil.
And then there's what the kid that the lead vest that drools on himself.
Cecil. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. So here's the description of Miss Silverdale Prefect. From the book. Fiona is the very definition of formidable woman. She's tall and straight with a gorgeous wave of silver gray hair. Her face is remarkably unlined for a woman of her years. And were she not so busy, she'd have many male admirers among the Vale's widowers and old bachelors. But she's so busy with running the daily affairs of the Candlewick House and dealing with the occasional disaster or scandal that she only has time for one recreation. She devours mystery novels. So you get the physical description. She's very, very broad, older lady.
And as soon as she comes over...
Crap, what was her name again?
Miss Silverdale, Fiona.
Trip Tens.
Trip Tens, okay. She looks through people's things. She's very nosy.
Good luck trying to look through my things.
Let me see your arm.
She's nope. Well, that's not something we would know, but that's just something. All right.
So she comes, I clutch my teddy bear a little bit tighter.
she comes over. Oh, you must be the new arrivals.
My name is Duncan. You're very pretty.
Oh, thank you so much, my
You
dear.
Would improve, doll.
You're a handsome young boy yourself.
Thank you.
My name's Enoch.
Enoch. What a fine young man you are, Enoch.
Thank you, Miss Silverdale.
I am Jareth.
Jareth, it's a pleasure to meet you.
I'm Ophelia, my friends call me Daddy. Well, I don't have many friends, but if they were my friends, they would call me Daddy.
I'm your friend.
Do you call me Daddy?
Yeah.
All right. Well, my friends calls me Daddy.
All right, Daddy then. you are going to be rooming in the East Dormitory.
Together?
Well, Dr. Candlewick, the proprietor of the Candlewick Home for the Unloved and Unwanted. We have to do something about that name. It's awful.
It is absolutely awful.
Absolutely awful.
It makes us feel real grand, though, by the way.
He has insisted that all of his young charges have their own personal space. So you will be rooming with Cecil. He's the prefect in the East Dormitory.
Great.
You have a common room with a bathroom, each of you will have your own. Huh. Each of you will have your own bedrooms.
Is there all the bathroom?
We have my own bed.
Mm-hmm. You'll have your very own bed.
Wow. Oh. And we're going to be close to
Thank
one of
you, Miss Silverdale. Thank
you. Right. So, as you are new,
a solution to the unwanted and the love thing. We should put not in front of them.
Dr. Candlewick would have met with you had he not retired.
You know, Duncan, I like you.
I'm sure he's really busy.
But he likes to meet with all of his new charges as soon as they arrive. You should feel free to stop into his office anytime. Cecil will show you where it is. You'll also have to meet with Dr. Davenforth, the director of the orphanage. He'll be wanting to get all your information and get you ready to attend school in a few weeks. You'll be going to public school, children. Won't that be
public
exciting?
Public school?
Oh, I can't wait.
You're going to let me into public. Oh, I can't wait.
Okay.
So if you'll just follow me, is that all your things?
Yes, yeah, we all pack light.
I'm holding them. I have them.
Yes, Duncan was kind enough to offer to carry our things.
Except for his arm.
I will take you over to your room. So, she leads you down through a series of winding corridors, up some stairs. The house seems much bigger on the inside than it does from the outside. It's a pretty big, sprawling house, but they really made great use of the space, apparently.
I'd like to wave hello to one spirit that catches my eye on my way if I happen to see one.
Wait, but so it's Davenforth?
You catch sight of a...
Dr. Davenforth runs the orphanage.
Yeah, he's the director.
Mr. Candlewick.
Only. Candlewick.
I assume I'd be able to tell by sight whether someone was a spirit.
Yes,
or
you can distinguish pretty easily.
Okay.
You catch sight of somebody who's half charred.
Oh. Ooh. Which half?
Lower. Left half.
Ooh, that's a bad side to get charred.
That's a two-faced side.
James keeps flipping his
coins. Spirit, the spirit waves back.
Silver's a character.
I'm getting a little worried about all these
you live,
violent
you
deaths
die.
Here.
You could ask her what she does.
Alright. Excuse me, Mrs. Silverdale.
Yes, dear.
What do you do here?
Oh, I'm the head of housekeeping. I handle the laundry and the linens and the light cleaning. The orphans do most of their own chores. I'm gonna have to put you four on the big board. Everyone has weekly chores that they're assigned to do.
I can do it.
I can probably con somebody into doing it for me.
I'll do it for you.
Meyer's everybody's best friend. Yeah.
No, that'll be fine. You're too nice.
You actually feel... Alex, you look at James's character...
And he just
and
suddenly feels
he
suddenly,
yeah, he
that.
Just suddenly looks dirtier and very ashamed.
It's okay. I can do my own things.
Oh, okay. Well, if you ever need help, you can ask me.
I think you're going to be the only person that can defuse me when I'm in my angry modes.
Anyhow, Cecil's on kitchen duty tonight, so this is your room.
Speaking of kitchen, how do we get there? I'm awfully hungry.
Oh, kitchen is... the dining area is closed right now, but if you hurry, you should be able to get some food from the kitchen.
Oh, thank you.
She gives you directions. It's in the south wing on the first floor.
What wing are we in?
You're east. In the east wing.
Mm-hmm. That was a good call, because they just said that we missed. They just ate.
Yep. So let's put our stuff down and then go get some grub.
And we also talk to Mr. Candlewick.
As soon as we walk into the room and close the door, I'm like, make sure you don't leave anything valuable out. Silverdale likes to stoop through people's shit. Stuff.
I clutch my arm.
You can look at my stuff.
Are you going to unload your arm, impression? James?
Oh, is there like a trunk that we each have, or...
There's a trunk. So James just...
Zip.
Alright.
So, you walk into the room. There's a common area and five bedrooms off of the common area.
Oh, we each have our own bedroom?
Yeah, you each have your own bedroom.
Oh.
So the common area has...
This got even better than even the last time we played.
The common area has a couch with a Victorian skirt on it, a small little area, a table, a crystal set radio. It's baby blue walls
with you, but it's not.
Yeah. You never know.
Art Nouveau carpeting.
We shall have
it's that. Very it's very happy and
very 1930s.
Very 1930s, yes.
Alright. We should let Dottie pick a room. Ladies first.
So yeah, there are four bedrooms off of the common area that one of the doors is closed, and it says
does it have a little sign that says Cecil on it?
It says yeah, it has a little sign that Cecil. Says Cecil on it. There's a little notepad on the wall next to it. There's also a curious trail of acid burns in the carpet leading up to his door. There are four bedrooms. There is a race car bedroom. There's a floral bedroom, a pinstripe bedroom, and an undersea bedroom.
Shotgun floral.
Motifs
you said,
are
the angry version. Shotgun floral.
In the race car bedroom, the bed is a race car, and there's race car wallpaper.
Makes sense.
The undersea bedroom, the bed is a seahorse.
Ooh.
The bed is a swan.
How about a big fish?
Okay, that works too.
Because if it's a swan,
a whale.
Swan!
Stop looking at me, Swan!
And there are schools of fish on the wallpaper. It's very happy, but it's a little babyish. The floral bedroom, you can't walk into it without getting hit with the powerful bouquet. There's a very large, ornate bouquet of flowers that's been set out. And there are flowers on the bedsheets and the wallpaper and everything. And pinstripes. The pinstripe bedroom looks like an optical illusion.
I call pinstripes.
Is it all right if I have the aquatic
bedroom? We should pick in order of when we came into the limo.
I'm already walked in.
I thought ladies went first.
Ladies first.
So you guys can resolve. This is role
play. I'm already walking to the pinstripe bedroom.
Okay, so
I'm okay with the floral one.
Yeah.
Is it all right if I have the aquatic?
Yeah,
one?
Sure.
I figure that kind of worked out perfectly too. Floral, pinstripe, racing, aquatic.
Yeah, none of us really had an issue.
Now I'm going to unfold and hang all of my clothes.
Your stuff.
Is there a trunk in the bedroom?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to put all in there. I'll open my arm.
Is his shaped like a treasure chest?
Yes.
Awesome.
Wait,
thank
so
you,
how is the pinstripe bedroom with optical
thank you,
illusion?
Thank you, Ryan.
they
is like
the,
everything pinstripes?
Yes. They got the wallpaper on one of the walls going the wrong way. So there's pinstripes going horizontally, vertically on two walls and horizontally on the third wall.
I love it.
Dottie, where do you want me to put your stuff?
Just on the bed, it's all right. That's why I'm.
Can I say I have a jacket that matches the wall perfectly?
Sure.
Nice.
Which wall, the horizontal or the vertical?
The same jacket.
Wow. That is an optical.
How much bed fits my body?
You took which one?
The race car bed.
This bed is for a child.
Yes.
This is a younger child's bedroom, as in, you know, the theme represents.
Yes. So does his legs hang out?
So you can sit in the race car, and that's about it.
Okay.
Most of your legs hang out over the side.
Sounds good.
I'm sure we could talk to someone about getting you a bigger bed, Duncan.
Why?
So you can fit.
I'm comfortable.
Okay.
I just kind of open my arm
on the floor
and dump everything into the chest.
Yes.
And then I dig around. I pull out like a lock and I lock it. I pull the key out and put it back in my arm.
I'm used to the floor, so this is pretty good.
And then I zip it up. And I fold over the scab over the zipper so you can't see it.
Well, we should probably go get some food before they close up the kitchen entirely.
And now my hand looks like a normal hand.
Okay.
Except it's kind of bumpy on the knuckles. It looks sharper than it should.
It looks a little key-shaped.
So it's a treasure chest, but the S is gone, so it's just a treasure chest.
God damn it.
Okay, so you guys have picked your bedrooms.
That's relatively easy.
That went surprisingly easy. I was actually hoping that would be a conflict, but you know what? You guys managed to sort it out. So you leave your stuff. Hang on, I should take some notes.
I wrote down about which bedroom we each picked.
Although Alex got pinstripes.
Although if the undersea one has Swan as the bed, I might have wanted to argue for that, but it worked out.
What's a swan doing under the sea?
It's visiting.
This bedroom makes no sense.
It's visiting its undersea friends that it sometimes sees when it puts its head there.
And then eats.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes when people go to restaurants, they look at the menu first. Except, in fact, a lot
they don't
of
make
times.
Friends with it.
the guy,
bring out that cheeseburger. I want to say hello.
You go into the kitchen and you start going into the freezer, talking to all the meat. Like, you know what? This one. I think I'm going to eat this one.
I don't really like that thing of celery. Make sure that goes in my soup.
All right, and Meyer got
the potato. Looked at me funny.
This car.
Kill it and feed it to me for supper.
James, your novelty bed is also a little bit small, But you fit in it better than Meyer does, because Meyer's 6 feet tall.
Yeah, I figure I sleep shell. Curled up into a ball anyway when I'm so, in, so it's...
I'm surprised James doesn't sleep standing up, just swaying back and forth gently.
Oh, now that my arm's emptied, you notice the sway. It's kind of obvious. It almost looks like I'm about to fall over, but then I just go in the other direction.
If there's a breeze, he just ties his arm around a pole.
All right.
I don't know why there'd be a breeze in the bedroom.
Where's the kitchen?
Because the insulation is bad.
She gave us directions. It's this way, Duncan.
I forgot the directions.
Follow me.
Okay.
I wasn't listening.
You can follow us.
This sounds like a great idea.
I think, like, everyone likes Duncan.
Yeah, I think Myers might defuse.
He's like, Will, how could you not like Duncan?
That's why he said he's a nice guy.
So you guys follow the... Give me... one of you give me brains plus remember to remember Fiona's direction. And
I have a lot of dice.
Actually...
Yep. Pair of sixes and a pair of twos.
What kind of stats do you have? Jeez.
I put pretty much everything in brains and face. I have 5 brains and 2 in remember.
Jeez.
All right.
Yeah, the highest is 4. But everything, they're all pretty average.
Yeah.
So you guys walk through the winding halls. This place is just a maze.
Meyer and I made our characters together, and my idea was that Meyer was the muscle, I'm the brains.
There are little recesses every so often with statuary. The imagery is very strange. People beheaded, holding their own heads. Strange body types and animal combinations, cryptozoological formations. There are bas-reliefs depicting great battles.
And we're all seeing this as we walk down the halls.
Yeah.
Is it the Bayeux Tapestry?
As they get more and more graphic, you see me getting more and more clutching myself and... Almost kind of cuddling up to Duncan.
There is a replica of the Bayeux Tapestry hanging from one of the walls.
That's some talented artwork.
It's making me very uncomfortable.
Tell you, buddy.
You can smell the food. It's.
Do you hear my stomach grumble?
It's a very complex aroma for food that they would serve to orphans. And you're about to head down the stairs down to the kitchens because the kitchens are in the basement.
That's creepy. Not really. Makes sense.
When somebody stops you, it's a kid. He's shorter than you, Meyer, but also older. He looks to be about 15.
Okay.
Oh, I dropped it.
He kind of with. Where are you going?
Hi, buddy. My name is Duncan. And that is Dottie, and that is Jareth, and that's Nock. We're new, and we just came here, and Mrs. Silverdale said that we're coming.
Kitchen's closed.
Oh, that's a...
My name is Barry.
Hi, Barry.
I'm the South Dormitory Prefect.
Hi, how's it going?
You guys are out after curfew.
Oh, we didn't
get any. Mrs. Silverdale said that...
I didn't have dinner, so she said to come down
for dinner. Cecil was down in the kitchen and that we should go talk to him and get some food.
We do need food.
I'm very hungry.
Food would be good. Growing children like
They're
us.
Just cleaning up right now.
All
right,
so you're going to have to do something. He's not going to let you through.
You have to turn around and go back to your room, or I'm going to give you all demerits.
I can't try to turn on the charm.
I got a pop. Want some pop?
No, I don't want some pop.
Right. I want
you to go back to your room.
Right. Yes. Can I try to turn on the, talk my way into it, turn on the charm a little bit?
Yeah.
Maybe. While he's doing that, I also want to see what Barry feels guilty about.
Okay.
I'm going to just run over and straight up punch him.
You gonna punch Barry?
Yeah.
Right. Can I protect Barry? Well, from the punch?
Hang on, let's.
I got trip ones.
Trip ones to see. Let's. Everybody make their rolls. Barry is going to.
What about the roll?
Before we do that, in case anybody wants to rethink their actions.
Okay.
Barry is going to try to grab you and turn you around back toward the east dorm.
Oh. Can I try to block his punch, Jarrus' punch from at Barry?
Yeah, if you want to intercept.
Okay.
So your dice will be gobbling from James's set. And Eric, you're going to try to sweet talk?
Yeah, I just got the a pair of sevens.
All right.
Here we go.
So he's going to try to get everybody roll.
I got 2 8s.
Hang on, before you...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn it. I got nothing.
Okay. Any whiffs 5 or higher?
No.
4, 3, 3. What do you got?
Trip ones.
Barry will say, Barry was mean to Josephine a long time ago. And
poor Josie.
Josephine's Josie.
Well, she is a wolf girl, so.
She's a nice, lovely lady. A nice girl.
Because you don't really get a sense of how, because he seems like a rather meek individual.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with his voice thrown out the way it was. The way it is. But you get a mental picture of him telling her to hit herself and her doing it.
Ah.
Persuasive.
Okay.
He got a pair of 5s, so he's got you.
Okay, he's turning me around.
He's like grabbing you by the arm and like just dragging, and he's got a pretty strong grip. James,
I got nothing.
You didn't, okay.
I had a pair of 8s.
I had 2 8s.
I mean,
2 8s.
I'm both blocking that.
Okay, so James, you go to punch, and Meyer just sort of steps in front of you and goes, "Not, you know."
He sees me winding up, and he just puts his hand on my shoulder and just
says, "No."
There.
We're hungry, and he's being a
And Eric,
jerk.
What
got,
do you say?
I got
get
pair
more.
Yeah,
okay. More flies. It's honey.
But Mr.
Vinegar.
Barry, Miss. Oh, what's her name? Miss Silverdale told us to come down to the kitchen. We're all awful hungry. I haven't eaten since morning.
He looks at you.
Well, that isn't my problem.
But you got his attention. You can tell that he's starting to feel bad. You gotta just keep pressing.
Mm. All right. I would like to. Can I use face plus connive and say, "Oh man, Josie. When we got here, Josie said that we could go to the kitchen. Oh, man, I wonder what she would let. I know she. I bet Josie would let us go to the kitchen.
Oh,
pass me a pencil.
Do I get a bonus for doing?
Yeah, you get go with a plus 2.
All right.
And Eric, you want to keep pressing them or?
Yeah. Do I do another roll or?
Yeah. He's gonna roll
trip 9s.
After he said that's not my problem, I really want to go at him again, but it would definitely ruin this situation for everybody.
He's gonna roll face plus.
Don't worry, I'm here to block you again.
To gobble.
All right, it's within my character because he was mean to somebody and he said not my problem, and that's my job. Also, he's a figure of authority.
Go ahead.
Go for it. I got 2 8s again.
Shit, just a pair of 4s.
All right, so, again, you...
He says, not my problem, and I go to charge at him, and then all of a sudden, Duncan grabs me, and I mean, just...
He picks you up, your feet are kicking.
Put it down, Duncan!
Really not nice. doesn't know any better.
So how'd you do?
Pair of sixes, pair of ones.
Trip nines.
He's just doing his job.
Yeah. Alright, so Eric, yours goes off first. What do you say to him?
Alright, let's see.
But mister, it's been so long since I've had good food, and I heard the food here, it smells so good, and my belly's been rumbling.
And then Alex,
Yeah. I bet Josie would let us go down to the kitchen and get some food.
Fine. Look, just...
Oh, good job, Ryan.
Who the hell is calling you now? Colleen.
Uh-oh. Josie and the Pussycat. She's a wolf girl, and
she's
that
probably
is
calling
that.
Me because she can't get in touch with Allie, because she does that fucking constantly. Paul and Colleen just assume that we're in the same place at all times.
That's what happens when you're engaged. You're attached.
You're just sort of tethered to one another forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, Alex.
Cut that part out of the audio.
Between the two of you. You manage to wear him down. He lets you go.
Thank you, Barry.
We won't tell. Just be back in your rooms before I come back.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
As I'm carrying Jared, like, it was very lovely meeting you, Barry.
And Jared, this
just waves off.
I'll moisturize him.
And tell your little friend there to behave himself.
I'll tell him.
Okay.
He just James, as Meyer was like carrying you away, the guy said, "Tell your little friend there to behave himself."
I calm down.
Okay.
Substantially.
There you go. You better now.
Thank you. He wasn't very nice.
It's all right. He's just doing his job. Let's get some food.
All right. So you guys go into the kitchens, and they are vast and sprawling, and a flurry of activity. There are sous chefs. Looks like they're preparing some kind of a marinade for the next day's meal. There is a rather tall, imposing Italian man shouting orders at all of them.
Glorious food.
We're gonna get sued
to try it. 30 seconds, man. And fair use.
Doesn't seem to notice you at first, but the second you set foot past a certain point, turns to you, like pins you to the spot. Stop.
Okay.
I cower up to Duncan.
Hi, my name is Duncan.
Why is he yelling?
And I'm new here, and we're all new here. And Mrs. Silverdale said we can have some dinner because we didn't have any yet.
New arrivals.
Yep.
Why doesn't nobody tell Giuseppe about the new arrivals?
I'm sorry, Giuseppe. What do you do here?
Giuseppe is the head chef. He prepares all of the meals that the orphans at the Candlewick Home enjoy.
I'm sure they're delicious, too.
They smell lovely.
Try some. Also, I'm sorry to do this to you, Ryan. Giuseppe's.
You're going to do Giuseppe? All right.
Get some. Four tens.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh boy.
This actually makes a lot of sense.
Poor is.
He feels really guilty for a stupid reason.
Okay.
Because he's supposed to be on a diet. But Mamma Mia, the cannolis—they are just so. All
right. All right. In my list of sins, Giuseppe eats sweets when he shouldn't.
wasn't that guy supposed to be here too?
Cecil?
Yeah.
Cecil is doing the dishes right over here. Oh. Is he your house prefect? Your house prefect. Your dorm prefect.
Yep.
We're in Harry Potter all of a sudden.
Yep.
It happens.
Yes, he is.
Adiosa.
Cecil, Giuseppe calls out. You got us some new arrivals here, and a large, awkward, early teenager wearing a large leaden apron. He's actually got braces now.
must go through those pretty quickly.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they could make them out of something that won't dissolve in acid. I don't know.
Wood?
Wooden braces.
He's got ceramic braces.
Oh,
why not? So yeah, they're kind of filthy.
Sorry, I need to go.
Go ahead.
Jerk.
He's
not you.
Ribbling.
Oh man, Alex, you're not going to be able to see your sins.
Yeah, Alex isn't going to be able to make me roll my goddamn dice for every new person he meets. He is drooling gobs of greenish goop all over this apron, and they sort of sizzle and smoke.
Does it give off a really bad aroma?
Yeah, it smells really bad.
How you doing, buddy? My name's Duncan.
Oh. Cecil.
Cecil?
It had to be something with S's. That sounds.
That's Dottie. And that is Jareth. And this guy there is... the knock.
He stares blankly and waves at you. Listen, I still got some dishes to finish washing. But Giuseppe here, he'll make you whatever you want.
Okay. It was nice meeting you.
I'd like 16 seaside surprises.
He looks at you. Nobody likes this smart ass.
I wasn't saying that I can't.
Okay. I like the penny a la vodka. Heavy on the mozzarella.
One penny a la vodka coming up. We also have a braised pheasant. And the head on a halibut.
I like one of each, please. I'm a growing boy.
All right, so you guys get plates of leftovers. And what the hell? Giuseppe takes a plate himself.
sits with us.
Sits and eats with you. and he, you know, he very patiently explains, you know, that they're, you know... there's a proper order to consume the meal, you know, because even though it's just leftovers, the mise en place and the plate has been prepared with a certain
finesse.
Yes, a certain finesse, a certain object in mind.
And I will follow his instructions, so not to.
I get scared and I just stare at it and don't even touch the fork now. Because I'm afraid of offending him.
Like I said, it's leftovers, but he throws it together on a plate and it looks
spectacular.
Perfect. Spectacular. This is five-star cuisine like you've never eaten before. But as a kid, it's also a little bit intimidating, you know, because what kid likes... five-star cuisine.
I have some courage, man. I'm a brave kid.
I stare because I'm scared.
Remember, you have to work your way in with the utensils, he said. That's how you do it, right?
Oh, yeah, I think that is. You work from out to in. Furthest from plate to closest to plate. Even though at all weddings and functions, I just use the same fork.
I
really don't give a shit.
There is a head-on halibut, a head-on fish.
Do we eat the head?
not traditionally.
Okay.
But there are some of you orphans do have the bizarre tastes. And,
should I eat it? Is it rude not to eat it?
Absolutely not.
Do you want me to eat it?
I'm feeling a little uncomfortable.
I'm sorry, I'm just confused of what to eat.
You eat it whatever you like, my friend.
Okay. I don't want to eat the head.
Then don't eat the head.
However, the last... I've been always told that you should always leave your plate clean. It's rude not to. I'll eat the head.
Okay, Meyer, make me guts plus courage to eat a fish head.
All right, I got that. I got the 2 threes. 2 threes,
okay, yeah, you managed to choke down the fish head, but it's not very good. There's all kinds of bones in it, yeah. And, you know.
But when I don't think anybody's paying attention to me, I kind of slip some of the stuff into my arm. Because I'm nervous, I don't want to offend him about eating it the wrong way, so I figure I'll just eat it on my own when I'm in my room.
Okay, so you just kind of, like, unzip your arm and, like, get real close here and just dump it in as you pretend to eat it.
So I'm like, there you go, Giuseppe, clean plate club.
Oh, you really didn't have to do that, but I appreciate the effort. Anyway, it looks like Cecil is done with the dishes, so he will take you back to your room. You missed it, Eichhaus. Meyer ate a fish head.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's rude to leave stuff on your plate.
Yeah, you need to eat part of the plate.
What are we eating?
Whatever you want.
There's braised pheasant. There is head-on fish. There was penne alla vodka.
Whatever.
Crab feeding it.
Oh, the crab juice. But what does Cecil feel guilty about? I'm sorry. I'm keeping a list so that I can blackmail people later. Trip tens.
Okay. Whoa. You see what Cecil feels guilty about?
Nothing.
You look at him and he kind of locks eyes at you and you know you guys. Yeah, you see in the reflection off of one of his little gobs of spittle, you see him leaning over and hocking a loogie into Barry's water.
I laugh.
I don't like Barry. I don't like him at all.
And now you know why Barry has no voice.
Oh, that is awesome! I thought he was like a banshee or something.
I smile at Cecil.
Should we meet?
Barry's kind of an asshole, but he feels guilty about that.
That's understandable.
So, are we going back to our beds, or are we have to talk to Mr. Kendall?
Well, Mr. Candlewood usually retires by now. Oh, you can talk to him tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
You should meet with Dr. Gavin.
I'm sorry, did I ruin, like, a plot element for you, Ryan?
No.
Okay.
The whole point of this is pretty much a sandbox game, so you guys explore and interact and, you know, do whatever the hell you want.
Oh, good. So my violent outbursts won't ruin anything.
Yeah, no, there's the only plot is really the plot that you guys find.
All right. In that case, I'd like to pull out my treasure map and set off.
I'd like to pull out my
paintings. The outside of this building looks so familiar. That's it. The first part of the map.
I'm going to pull out my mini map and set a waypoint.
It's a sandbox game.
Yeah.
I hope there's a literal sandbox.
Probably at some point outside there is.
Right. Hey,
Giuseppe, some place in this entire city there is.
You want me to clean up on my plate, Giuseppe?
No problem. You're probably tired after your long trip, but...
Nope.
I'm feeling a bit tuckered out.
Oh, okay. Let's go to bed then.
sleep does sound like a...
Anyway, they're starting to close up the kitchen right now. Does anybody want to do anything else before we go to bed and go to the next day?
I'd like to take burning pieces of toilet paper and drop them down the hall in the bathroom.
Okay. You go into the bathroom. There's a sink. There's a shower. It's all very, very nice. Porcelain brass fittings on the plumbing. There's a toilet and... Another toilet?
Two toilets.
Damn. Are they facing each other?
Make me brains plus remember.
Brains plus remember.
Two people taking a dump, they can play patty kid.
Yay!
Or if a girl is peeing.
Trip fours, pair of twos.
Trip fours, it's a bidet.
Ah, okay.
Two toilets.
Fancy. Don't sit on that one, Duncan.
What is this, like the Olympics or something?
I'm going to explain the bidet to them so we don't wake up to a freshly polished turd in the bidet one day.
Do that in character? No. All right.
All right, Duncan. This one...
Yeah.
You don't use this one.
And why is it there?
It's broken.
That doesn't make
sense. See, I'm going to turn it and show the water just squirts.
Okay.
It doesn't...
We should make a sign to cover it.
You're right. We should. Why don't we do that in the morning? We'll make an out of order sign.
Nah, I think we should do it now. Because what if I wake up in the morning and I use the toilet?
Okay, let's do it now.
I'm kind of tired. I think I should go to bed. And then you hear my stomach growl.
I grab a piece of paper out of order and put it by the bidet. There. Now you know.
Cecil walks past the oven door. And looks at. Is your bidet broken?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna like it here. I say it out loud in character.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice place. Got some more kids to be friends with.
I don't like all the ones we've met.
Josie seems okay.
Josie and Cecil seem nice.
Everyone seems okay.
The rest of them I don't like.
What?
Well, Barry got what he deserved.
He really? Was doing his job.
Did you share with them?
No.
Okay.
What? Poor Barry.
What happened to Barry?
Oh, nothing.
Poor
Barry didn't deserve anything.
He was not a very nice person.
All right. I'll stay up and do the first watch.
I don't think we have to do watches and shifts.
What if the monsters come out of the beds and attack one of us?
Well, there aren't any monsters under the beds.
What? There's monsters in the beds?
No, there are no monsters in the beds.
He starts hyperventilating.
That was probably just something the other kids told you to make you freak out.
Well, it worked. I'm freaking out a little bit.
They wouldn't lie to me.
I mean, there's sometimes...
Duncan.
I'm sure there's ghosts.
They would lie to you.
I don't believe
that. Duncan, I won't lie to you.
Thank you.
Lie to you. Look, do you want to go look under the beds?
No. They're invisible.
Invisible monsters? This just gets worse. There's invisible monsters here.
Don't worry. I'm here to protect you. I'll stay after the night first watch.
Okay.
There are no invisible monsters under the beds. Look, I'll prove it to you. I go over to whichever bedroom is closest.
Probably should go to his bed.
But yeah, I'll go to Cecil's bed.
There's no under the bed. It's a car. It's
See?
A solid piece of
I'll
wood.
Pick it up. I'll pick it up.
Not Cecil.
Not Cecil.
Duncan.
Duncan.
See, Duncan? Nothing there.
All right. That's one bed. Let's check the rest.
Yes. All right, make sure there's nothing under my swan.
Let's...
what do you decided it was a seahorse or a fish?
Fish.
Oh, yeah, okay, fish.
It's
make sure
fish.
There's nothing under my fish.
All right. Yeah, the fish bed is also solid.
Picking it up.
You lift the fish bed over your head. Should make you roll for that? Nah.
I wouldn't say, like, he's actually lifting...
Yeah.
I think he's just lifting one end and it's on an angle. I mean, that's...
See? No monsters.
He said they're invisible. What if it's just staring at us?
No, the light.
I'm gonna wave my hand under there.
Got anything?
See? Nothing.
Okay.
Ryan, any chance to see any spirits around there?
Not so far.
Oh. There's a ghost just sitting there, like, hate me like one of your French ghosts.
Please tell him to stop rubbing me.
Next bed.
All right. Next is Dot. Next is Ophelia's bed.
Floral bed.
I'm
assuming that one has a bed skirt that we can lift up.
Yes.
Are there any spirits there?
Make me your Twilight Eyes roll, Eric.
Hold that.
I didn't name it.
Pair of twos.
Oh, no, there's no pairs. That's a 10.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's a D20. Oh, yeah, my bad.
No, it's okay. a D10. It's just one that goes from 1 through 9, then skips a bunch and goes to 20.
No, I thought it was like the ones that go by 10. Oh, yeah. What the that fuck am I thinking?
That would still be a
D10.
That would be better.
In that case, I saw two. We'll say that it takes you by surprise a little bit. You're not quite prepared.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little girl under your bed. Yeah. She goes...
What? You saw something? Uh-oh.
It's a good thing I'm in my room, because I said I was staying in my room, but now I'm eating while you guys are in.
Monsters!
No, there are no such things as monsters.
There's
a really big dust bunny under there.
I'm remembering that she said to shh. I just had the hiccups. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, it makes sense.
Just the hiccups.
It's awesome.
I just give a look to the spirit and just go,
don't let them hear you. It's not safe.
And do you need to check under my bed too?
I check right under everyone's bed, yeah.
Alright, so I'm guessing mine has like a bed skirt too?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna follow with
you. Yeah, see? No monsters.
Alright.
Is there a monster under there?
No.
Good. See? No
monsters. I walk up to Cecil's bed and knock on the door.
He opens the door.
Yes? Check for monsters.
Duncan isn't gonna be able to sleep tonight unless we make sure that there are no monsters under the beds. Can we just take a quick peek?
Cecil kind of gazes over and just sort of shrugs and lets you into his room.
Thank you.
All right, I'll lift up his... What does his room look like?
Everything is...
Lead?
Yeah, everything is covered in lead.
Must have a very uncomfortable bed.
Yeah. It's either covered in that leaden dentist's apron material that they put on you and they take x-rays of your mouth, or covered in holes from acid burns.
Oh, ceramic, though. Or glass.
Ceramic, yeah. He has no wooden furniture. It's all ceramic or...
Yeah.
Or glass or...
All right, so we'll lift up the bed skirt, I guess, on Cecil's bed. See? Last one. No monsters.
All right. You're good, Cecil.
Ryan, when we get a chance, I'd like to talk to the spirit.
Now, with that, I'm going to go to the bathroom, floss, brush my teeth, go to the bathroom, and get a good night's rest.
Remember, don't use the broken one.
I will make sure.
I'm just going to go to bed. I'm going to change it to my pajamas, which happen to match the pinstripes in my room exactly.
Good night.
Okay.
No, it's not a suit jacket. It's my pajamas.
The snack's gone.
And they match. Is everything the same pinstripes? Like the sheets in the bed and everything? Or is it all the same pinstripes?
We'll say that there's a slight variation in color for the sheets, but yeah, the bedspread matches the wallpaper.
Okay, in that case, my pajamas happen to match the bedspread perfectly.
Right.
So when I get into bed, I'm just like a floating head.
Okay.
Well, good night. It was nice to meet you.
Good night, Duncan.
Don't let the bed buzz.
Why are you actually walking away?
He's going to pick up.
Like, is Meyer leaving?
Meyer's method role playing.
Meyer says, "Don't let the bed bug bite." There's bed bugs.
Do we have locks on our doors?
Yeah. Why not?
Does the main dorm have a lock?
The common room does not, but okay. We'll say that you guys have, you have locks. You assume that somebody probably has a master key or a skeleton key.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I'm gonna lock the door because Mrs. Silverdale likes to snoop through people's stuff. Also, orphans steal things.
That's why I padlocked my chest.
These guys steal things. I'm just assuming from my experience.
With orphans that they steal things.
I figure all of us assume that's. And you mentioned about what's-her-face digging through our stuff.
Yeah.
I'm very protective and possessive of my stuff. I don't want
to... Oh, wait. I have to brush my teeth and everything before I go to bed. Because I have to...
Keep clean.
I have to brush my teeth. Yeah, keep clean.
You are fastidiously neat.
Yep.
When
I get into bed, the sheets are still perfectly folded.
Oh, Akos, in your room,
mm-hmm.
There is a full-length mirror.
Oh. I throw something over it.
Okay. It can also you can rotate it so that
I'll flip it
over so that it.
I sit and sort of, and I like shield my eyes.
There's a monster in there.
and flip the mirror so it's facing the other way. And then throw
something. Did the monster come out to catch you?
It's fine. There was a spider.
Spiders!
I almost missed the angry one.
All right, so as everybody else is going to bed, Eric, the girl is still under your bed.
I like to.
I don't actually lay down when I sit. My head I back just under sit up the bed. With a blanket over me, and I just sit and stare.
She like motions like you just sit she in wants fear you to.
Until you pass out.
She wants you to crawl under the bed with her.
I do so. Why not?
It's not the weirdest thing that's happened today.
All right, so it's you huddled under your own bed next to a spirit.
Right. All right, no one else is here.
Are you sure? I heard them coming. Papa said they were coming.
But I'm the only one in the room here with you. All the other kids who are hearing me, they're all in their beds. It's just me.
We should still keep our voices down. Someone might come for us.
What do you mean? Who would come for us?
I knock on the door.
There's a knock at the door.
I'm going to make snoring sounds.
All right.
Those are pretty convincing snoring sounds. Never mind. I'll come back in the morning.
Let's see. Face plus connive, Eric, and James, brains plus outthink to see through it.
If there's nothing written there, so I'm assuming I don't have anything for it.
Yeah, roll brain.
Jeez, nothing.
I also have nothing.
All right, so James, it's up to you whether you believe it or not.
It's very fake snoring, but James just really isn't sure.
Well, I mean, he's like, through a closed door. And...
Snore!
I heard you talking. Is everything okay? Okay, I guess you're sleeping. I'm gonna go back now. just make sure there's no monsters.
Snore!
sleep.
I mean, it's no cup of diamonds, but I like that.
Okay, it's safe now. It's all right.
Are you sure? Yeah. No more interruptions.
I see.
Don't think so, no.
Nice prison chair.
They're sleeping.
That's what I heard.
I'm a very good liar.
I can tell you must be an actress.
I hope to be someday.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope to be an author someday when I grow up.
Awkward. Yeah, about that. So you're under a bed.
Yeah, it'd be kind of funny if she's an orphan, like, let's put her powers, she's a ghost.
Her power is not being alive.
Yeah.
Just go and ghost.
I'm an orphan like you. My power's being a ghost. Now get the fuck out of my room.
What did you mean by it's not safe? What's wrong?
Papa told me to hide because there were things that I shouldn't see.
Is Papa around?
I haven't seen him in a long time. Is it normal for your Papa to go away and for you to not see him for 150 years?
Oh, yeah, it's totally normal.
I don't know. I don't have a Papa.
You can feel free to respond that way if you want.
I don't know. I've never had a Papa.
I'm so sorry.
I think we're both feeling a little...
You have an awkward moment with a ghost under your bed.
No, that's the second awkward moment. The first is when she said she wanted to grow up to be an author.
But yeah, Eric, you realize...
She can be a ghostwriter.
You realize...
Oh, God damn it!
Get out. Leave right now.
I liked it. It made me smile.
So yeah, Eric, you realize that she's one of the ghosts who doesn't realize that she's dead.
Right, yeah. Surmised.
She's been hiding under the same bed for 150 years.
She's too scared to come out.
That's a good bed.
Yeah. I'm keeping her safe. He didn't tell you what... You're staying away from? He didn't say.
Oh, on special nights, Papa has meetings, with all of the men in robes.
Who's your Papa? What
What's... If you don't mind me asking, what's his name? What's your...
Hang on a second. One name I forgot to write down.
Failure!
I thought it was going to be some, but I thought it was going to be something Candlewick.
Little Will of W. Yeah, it is.
That's oh, okay.
Papa is Sedwick.
Sedwick Candlewick?
Sedwick Candlewick.
Wow.
What a name.
Write that down.
I'm Eudora.
Sedwick. And
Dora.
Eudora.
Dora the explorer.
Yeah, Eudora the ghost explorer.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Eudora.
I almost wrote that, Eudora.
Parentheses.
Yeah, ghost explorer. She explores under her bed forever.
Yes. No haunting.
No haunting.
No exercising.
Papa has meetings on the special nights when the stars are right and all the men in robes come. And he tells me to hide.
Oh, good. Daddy was a cultist. Somebody gonna get sacrificed.
Or a racist.
Shut up.
I guess I'll try to look out for that. I'll make sure no one finds you.
Oh, thank you. That would be wonderful.
Hey, everybody, come look at the girl under my bed.
Could you... Do you think it's safe for me to come out?
I'll have to check that out, because I haven't seen anyone in robes yet.
Maybe it's not one of the special nights. Maybe I'm allowed out.
I walk in with my bed sheets all wrapped around me.
No, you bastard.
I just wanted to make sure you're safe.
No. The ghost explodes, disincorporates.
Awkward.
So, did you want to say anything else to her?
I lost track of her for a second.
James, you really
can't. No.
Because you totally can if you want to. she locked the door. So
yeah,
you
I was about to say she locked the door, so I couldn't just burst in. I'd have to knock again. Well, but
I'm new here, so.
He's a really good liar.
I'm new.
Yeah, she is.
I'm new here, so I don't know if it's one of the special. Oh, I'm Dottie, by the way.
I'm Eudora.
We've been through that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's one of the special nights, so I don't know what to say right now. I saw stars out, but that always happens at night.
Well, if you see anyone walking around the house in robes, that's a good sign that it's a special night and you shouldn't be out.
Okay, I haven't seen anyone tonight, but I'll keep an eye out.
Okay, good. But if it's safe, you come get me, okay? I haven't been out from under the bed in a long time.
Okay, it feels like 150 years.
It's cramped under here.
Oh, yes.
Tom Cruise, get out of my bed.
Never coming out.
Tom Cruise, hide in the closet.
I'll come get you if it's safe, okay?
Is she ever going to have a coming out party?
Okay, great.
Come in.
It's nice to meet you, Dottie. It's good to have a friend. I haven't talked to anyone in a long time.
As long as I'm here, I'll make sure you get to talk to someone, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Have a friend. I have another friend. The first I have Meyer, and now I have two friends.
Wow. James and I apparently don't count.
You didn't seem to be very happy with me, and James and I haven't talked much.
No, I wasn't happy with Josephine.
You could become my friend.
All right, so the next day, you guys wake up, and Cecil tells you that it's summer, school is still in recess for a couple of weeks. So
does Cecil get scared when he walks in to wake me up? Because I, as I said, I don't sleep laying down. I sleep just sitting up on the board,
just curled up,
I with my eyes wide open, just staring.
Well, he lets you.
I figured he'd knock wake me, so he'd have to. Yeah.
He lets you guys wake up on your own time, but you know, as you get up, he tells you that breakfast is usually in the dining hall from 8 to 11.
What time is it right now?
say it's about 8:30.
Oh, I wait for somebody to come get me because I'm too scared to go wander around on my own.
All right, everybody's come out except for Jareth.
Not locking your door.
What do you mean? You just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, pretty much. The door rattles on its hinges.
Who's there?
It's me, Duncan. We're going to breakfast. Do you want to come?
Is it okay for us to be walking around?
Yeah, it's breakfast time.
Okay.
You probably go to the bathroom first, but then we should go to the bath. Then we go to the breakfast.
That sounds like a great idea.
Also, you should probably wash your face. You shouldn't brush your teeth. You brush your teeth after breakfast, but definitely wash your face.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, I'm gonna get up, wash my face, comb my hair,
all right,
clean my nails, put on my fresh press, clip my clothes, fix my tie. Because it's the 30s. Kids had little ties back then, right?
Yeah.
Do they wear tank tops?
No.
Cecil tells you when you come out dressed in your normal clothes, when you meet with Dr. Davenfrith, he'll give you your uniforms.
That'll make things easier.
May have some trouble finding one of your size, though, Duncan.
That's upsetting news, but I'm okay.
I'm just picturing the giant turtle shell with a blazer draped over it. He can't even get his arms into it.
Or they just cut out the patch and have him like pin it to whatever shirt he's wearing.
But yeah, he says, since you ran into Miss Silverdale, she's probably put you on the big board by now of chores, which is...
Chore?
So it's posted outside the dining hall. Everybody has week chores for a week.
Hey, Cecil.
Yes?
What's
this got really cold.
What's, what do the kids do here for the summer?
Everyone has free run of the grounds.
Yeah.
But Yoji and Darian and I are the supervisors.
What would you supervise me to do?
Well, whatever you like.
I'm not good with just telling you.
There's a new sinkhole.
Sinkhole?
Over by the servants' cottages.
Oh.
But you're not allowed over there.
Oh, then I can't.
So don't try to go there.
Okay, no sinkhole.
It's really cool, though. I've seen it.
But you're not supposed to go there.
I'm allowed to go there because I'm a prefect.
How about I become a prefect?
Well, first of all, you have to be the oldest one in the hallway.
I'm the biggest one?
And then you have to pass one of Dr. Davenfrith's tests. I don't know how Barry passed.
So wait, what can I...
Some
what,
things are missing.
What can I do, then?
You said, Duncan, you can do whatever you want.
Some people play baseball.
I'll baseball.
There's usually a number of activities.
Thank you.
Just stick with us, Duncan. We'll find something to do.
I want
to
play baseball, though.
Well, all right, then, Slugger.
You want to play baseball?
No, thanks. I'll watch.
But after breakfast... You should all definitely check in to see Dr. Davenfrith and Dr. Candlewick.
All right, and then baseball.
Oh, so it's and Dr. Candlewick.
Or shorts.
And I wrote
also
Mister.
Check your shorts.
That's Dr. Candlewick?
Dr. Candlewick and Dr. Davenfrith.
Oh, they're both doctors. They're both
I am doctors. Good. What's my chore? I
kind of feel like Two-Face.
You're going to check?
Batman forever. Yeah. I keep getting docile.
Okay, let's say you and Jareth are assigned to clean the West Dormitory communal bathrooms. And Eric, Dottie, and Duncan are assigned to dish duty.
Dish duty. Bring me Dusty.
Is this board within reach?
It's placed at adult level, but you can clearly read it. There are about 18 to 20
just
names.
Pulls it down for...
with a big schedule. It tells you which chores everybody has for the next week. see. Looking at it, you can tell. Give me brains plus notice.
All
of us? If you want to. All of you, if you want to look at that.
I can't. I have one in that.
Nothing.
I have a pair of threes.
Paranines. Okay, you guys both get it.
Like it's ditch duty, buddy.
You're the new guys in the on the low. You're the low men on the totem pole.
So we get the crap jobs.
So you get the crap jobs. Nobody wants ditch duty, and nobody wants to clean the West Dormitory bathrooms.
Dishes are fun because it gives you time to think.
I'd rather do dishes than bathrooms.
They're fun when there's food on them.
Don't worry. We'll be all right.
Yeah, fun. Dish chores are fun.
And you are supposed to do that twice a week.
And
bathrooms. We'll... And dish duty is every night after dinner. Right?
So Saturday and Sunday, we clean the bathrooms. Or just twice on Sunday.
Dish duty will help us get to know each other better.
I guess so.
We talk about our lives in the orphanage.
Our hopes and dreams for the future.
What you want to do you when you grow up.
I'm going to go get some breakfast.
Yeah,
All right.
I'm going to get breakfast, and I'm going to sit across from Nock, and I'm going to be like, do you think we can pawn off bathrooms onto somebody else?
It is...
Cleaning bathrooms is not something I'm really into doing.
You don't want to do it?
I don't think anyone's going to want to take the bathrooms. It's kind of the worst
job. I'll help you do the bathrooms.
Appreciate the offer, buddy, but I'd rather put this on to somebody I don't like.
I'll do it, but I'll do it because I like you.
Why don't we save that as a last resort?
Here's the thing. You guys sit by yourselves since you take the table.
No, I'm going to sit... Well,
no, I mean
the four of us.
The four of us walk sit together. Sitting.
Well, we have to go get food and then sit down. Guess, right?
There's, so
I figured like we breakfast.
The dining hall is a converted ballroom. There's a long parquet dance floor with lunch tables set up. Huge fresco on the ceiling that seems to depict scenes from the Earth's history. Give me brains plus notice on anybody who wants to look up at the fresco.
Nothing.
Pair of ones.
Pair of eights.
Good game.
Okay, so you don't really get a sense of it, Maya or Eric, but there are definitely there are other humanoid races depicted in the prehistory of the Earth. There seems to be some kind of cataclysm happening at the far end by the lunch tables.
Well, that's pretty.
In which the Earth is destroyed by fire, it looks like. And it actually looks like there are a couple of things destroying the Earth.
I think someone got all the way up to there to paint it. Big ladder.
Ladder.
That's a big ladder.
But what's...
And you catch sight of... You rolled nines, you said?
Yeah.
You catch sight of an orphan in very neat clothing staring up at a ceiling in one of the panels.
In the... Oh. How far is that from the end?
It's about two-thirds of the way.
Okay.
You know, you mentioned ladders. What if we dig around for one and switch the names on the board?
Why are you going to get a ladder? I can read
it. Too obvious. Everyone would have already seen it. Plus, Miss Silverdale would have known that she assigned us.
Oh, you're scheming. I don't like schemes. I'm going to get breakfast.
I figured we...
But you're free to scheme. Have fun.
Thanks, Duncan. See, I think the best way would be to blackmail someone else doing it for us.
Blackmail's always good, but, it requires a little of tact, which I don't have.
Leave it to me, friend. If there's one thing I've got in abundance, it's leverage.
I'd prefer to either, you know, win it or beat it out of them. I like hitting things. Hitting people specifically. He's like rubbing his arm, and you can see it looks a little bit more solid than it normally should be.
What has he stuffed in his arm, James?
Oh,
bits of stones.
Okay.
He has a long metal rod for his forearm. And, yeah, there's definitely looks like nuts and bolts for knuckles.
In his fingers? Yeah. So they kind of bulge and are...
Yeah.
Why don't we take a look at the West Dormitory bathrooms first, see how bad it is. It could be good for us to maybe try to build some credit for ourselves if we actually tackle the task.
Getting breakfast, getting breakfast.
As long as it's not too much work.
So, Dottie, are you going up with Duncan?
Yeah, I'm going to be getting breakfast now. I'm pretty hungry.
Breakfast.
Okay, so breakfast is poached ostrich egg.
Okay.
I do like hollandaise sauce. It's ostrich eggs benedict.
Sounds good.
Delicious.
Want me to carry it for you?
Sure. Okay. Why not?
Does anyone else find it odd that orphanage serves such gourmet cuisine?
Maybe it's just by really rich people.
I was going to complain about it, and you see me just kind of stacking more things, but then I realized it's good.
Where should we sit?
This is way more than I can eat. By the way, that I'm stacking onto my...
What's my option of sitting?
Let's see. There's a table with the older kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's a table with the prefects, which at this point seems to be just Josie and Cecil.
Okay.
There's a table with some of the younger kids, and they all seem to be kind of clicky.
I'm going to go clicky.
Mm-hmm. All right, which
where you want to go, Dottie?
I don't care. I'll follow.
What clicks are there?
It's kind of hard to tell. A lot of people in the room just seem to be people who don't annoy the hell out of each other.
Okay.
A lot of the groups.
All right. Well,
so you can sit with these guys. You can sit with Josie and Cecil.
Mm.
Might be good to make friends with Josie and Cecil.
Josie,
I'm already planning to.
Yeah, Josie was pretty. I'll go sit next to Josie.
She looks over at you. Oh, hi, Duncan.
Hi, Josie. Can I sit here?
Yeah, feel free.
Can I sit here?
Sure, Dottie. Sure, take a seat.
I'm just gonna sit.
Where are you sitting?
With them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, should we not sit here?
No, there's no reason to. Actually, and then you hear a voice. Actually, there is.
Who's that?
That's our seat.
Who are you?
You, it's, Priscilla from last night.
Oh, wait, this is your seat?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's get up.
No, Duncan, you don't have to get up.
This is her seat.
Priscilla can pull over another chair. No. Oh, wait, are they benches or, like, tables and chairs?
I'll say they're benches.
Oh.
Actually, no, this is a fancy place. Tables and chairs.
Priscilla can pull over another chair. There's plenty of room.
Oh, I'm sorry, Priscilla.
Duncan, don't.
Duncan, you can stay. It's okay.
There's plenty of seats here for
just
everyone.
Just about to ask Josie and...
There's plenty of other seats. I can talk to the other people.
What about Carl? Carl needs a seat, too.
Carl needs a seat?
Carl!
Who's Carl?
Get your stupid face over here!
Who's Carl?
This kid... who looks very gray, kind of leathery, you know, leathery in places, earthen in others, skin all over his body, kind of stomps up.
Hi, Carl. Is this your seat?
What? That's my seat.
I'm sorry. I'm Duncan, by the way.
He's
nice to meet you.
You're in my seat.
Okay, I'm going to get up.
All right.
I'm not going to get up.
He looks over at Priscilla.
And then I stand up and put a head taller than him.
Yeah, you're pretty much taller than him. He looks over at Priscilla and goes, "That's my seat." And she goes, "Yes, it is. Keep your stupid mouth shut."
I'm sorry.
Is Priscilla got her doll with her?
Yes.
I'm eyeing it. Maniacally. With my eyes as wide as they can get, with the biggest evil grin I can manage. And I kind of put my hand over my face and I'm watching her through my fingers.
Sorry, Priscilla.
What makes this your seat?
Oh, and it's been lovely to meet you.
It's my seat. I sit here every day and eat breakfast.
That's fine and all, but your name's not on it, and it doesn't look like there's a sign seating.
Don't cause trouble.
I'm not causing trouble. I saw an empty
Priscilla,
seat, and I took it.
It was nice to see you this morning. You're looking lovely as usual, and it was nice to see you, too. None of your business. I'm going to go to the other people.
You're going to sit at another table?
Yeah, I'll set up another table with people.
Oh, look, it's Nanya.
So, at this point, Priscilla and Carl sit down because Priscilla has pulled over another chair, and...
You know, that wasn't very nice, Priscilla. Duncan could have stayed here.
Yeah, well, he's a giant idiot, so he left.
He's not an idiot.
He's actually a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. And for you to take advantage of somebody like that does not make me feel very happy feelings toward
you. I apologize for what you said about Duncan.
Well, why don't you and your stupid teddy bear make me?
I'm gonna.
All right, so here's we're in combat now. I'm gonna say
I don't know what Carl's powers are.
Oh. Wait, he said he had like leathery skin ish.
He's got.
I'll figure it out. So I'm glad I'm writing their names.
So
I'm assuming some sort of armor.
I think I know who. Yeah.
Carl.
I've been writing kids on this
Priscilla.
Side.
Is it Carl with a K?
Yeah.
Carl.
Carl, Priscilla, Cecil.
Is it Carl? Is it, do they say it like Rick does in Walking Dead?
Carl.
That time Chris made the Eclipse Ace character with CK.
Carl. Yeah.
Carl. All
right, so, ORE combat is kind of horrible. I'm going to declare all the NPCs, and then you guys declare in Brains plus Outthink order.
Okay.
Starting with Meyer, because he's lowest, and going to the highest.
Oh, what was that? I don't know they're going to fight. I was walking away. I'm going to go.
That's right. Well, I'm going to say you could notice if you want. You're far enough, you're close enough, rather, that you can join in.
Because I figured I was sitting across from Alex, so did she sit next to me or next to Alex? Because you said she pulled up a chair. I know you're reading something, I'm sorry.
I've gotten like 5 text messages, and they're all kind of irrelevant.
All I'm going to say is don't fight over me. I don't care if she makes fun of me. Words don't hurt.
So,
if you say that, well, I say, well, this is. I'm just going to backhand her.
And if anyone does anything, I'll probably jump in the way of the block.
So Carl is going to take up a defensive position against anybody who tries to physically attack Priscilla. Priscilla is going to give you the stink eye. Cecil is going to... attempt to grab Carl and restrain him. And... Josie is going to attempt to usher you guys to another table. Like, come on, get up. Let's leave. All right. So she's taking up a defensive position next to you, Akos. So.
Okay.
So, you and Priscilla both have people who are gobbling for you.
Okay. Well, I'm just... Priscilla and I are just glaring at each other, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pretty much backhanding Priscilla, so it's...
All right.
And I guess I block it from...
So, you guys roll... If you're physically punching James, that would be hands plus punching. What are you doing, Mike?
I'll block James.
You're blocking? So go with guts plus blocking. Oh, or if you want to use your shell, you can use that and just dive in away with it. Eric, what are you doing?
I was going to do a quick look for spirits around. Cause,
I guess it would be guts plus courage.
I'm not much of a physical fighter. I could probably get the spirits to aid at least, like, help in some way if I could find any. Because that's what my whole thing is with graven speech.
All right, you can call out for a spirit to help you, and if you succeed, something will come. I'll tell you that.
All right.
And Alex, you're gonna hurt her with her own guilt.
Yep.
All right. So just roll it and hang on to whatever you're. Cecil is
going well, I can talk to the cats by meowing and then they understand me.
Meow, meow. Okay.
Oh, God, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead.
You meowed him to death. Are you happy now?
That's also... It's a gnarly meow. So, yeah, it hurts.
Yeah. I didn't have anything that was gnarly or awesome.
I have gnarly. Like, back is gnarly.
Carl is going to...
Because it's spiky. Hurts you.
Block.
It's also tough. It's not a shit. I guess it's kind of a shit. It's kind of like, I don't know. As I said, it's like, you know, similar to how, like, the thing has just, it's not like...
Like your skin is just hard and spiky.
Yeah. I guess the texture is kind of like turtle shell. And I don't know what they call it.
I know what they call it, too. Because I was just researching a good way to shine my turtle shell, and I forgot what they used, the name they used for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Turtle wax?
That's originally what I wanted to use, and
apparently... Isn't that kind of same as your fingernails or something like that?
She rolls now. Okay, so...
I don't know.
5 width? 4 width.
Indeed.
Four width.
4 threes.
How much?
Oh. 4 threes. Damn.
Yep.
All right. So.
Yeah, the width is how many of the two buckets you
have? I got 3 fives and 2 sixes.
Oof. I have 3 sixes.
Priscilla gets 3 shots. Well. 3 shocks to her guts.
What? Where's Ash from?
It's like,
apparently it's National Sibling Day.
3 width.
I got trip fives.
I have 3 sixes.
Okay. Nobody who is blocking Priscilla got any... So she gets...
She gets the shit hit out of her.
No, I was blocking James from hitting her.
Oh, you were? And what did you get?
Three sixes.
3 sixes?
Yeah, I don't want anyone to get hurt.
All right, so then in that case, you dive in between...
Yeah.
James and Priscilla just before his backhand connects.
Okay.
And James, you're really gonna slap the crap out of this kid.
I was.
You're gonna slap that big ugly eyeball out of her head.
She said something really rude, and then she said make her. So the best way to do that and, is to forcibly hurt
them. It's a tough one, but it's also gnarly, so you probably hurt yourself. On my
gnarly only works if you're attacking. Okay, if you're gobbling, then yeah. So you don't take any damage, and you gobble two of his. Since he rolled fives and you rolled sixes, you don't take any damage from him hitting you. It just glances off you.
That's good.
Eric, how did the...
I'm at 2 eights.
2 eights, and what did you call out for a ghost to do?
I wanted to pretty much stop... I don't like conflict too much, so I kind of wanted to stop it. See if I could stop it in whatever way
I could. Ease the tension?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll say this. The ghost of Portia Candlewick, who was the woman in the nightdress that you met.
With the throat slit?
With the throat slit.
Oh.
You call out, somebody help! And she comes. And she sees Priscilla getting really kind of vain, bug-eyed, and...
ruins her set with your 2/8. Mm. So Alex doesn't get hurt. And Cecil, do you guys want to keep going with this? Cecil, the combat, I mean, do you want to...
Well, what is Priscilla doing?
Priscilla is currently currently clutching her stomach. She goes, I don't feel so good.
Oh, you okay, Priscilla?
No, not
she
me.
Was just saying the rudest things about you.
It's all right.
Comforting her.
It's all right.
That wasn't really his seat. She made his
stupid faces.
Listen, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt.
It's kind of funny, because I just hit you with sticks and stones.
Well, it has to be big sticks and stones.
I'm aware of that big guy.
Maybe you should go see a nurse or something.
Yeah, Josie actually stands up and goes... yeah, Priscilla, maybe I should take you down to see Matron Fineliner. You don't look so good.
If you feel better this afternoon, maybe we can hang out.
Josie kind of looks at you and goes, she smiles, okay. I'm kind of a prefect, though, so I, you know.
I don't know.
I'm not supposed to... You know, hang out with the younger kids too much.
Oh,
it's weird because I'm kind of an authority figure in around here.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Priscilla. Shut up, stupid.
So does Carl go with her?
Carl is just kind of looking confused.
Are you okay, Carl?
Have a seat, Carl.
What just happened? What?
I don't know. It's
your friend. Did she use a weird eyeball thing on you?
No.
She has a weird eyeball.
Did I know she was trying to? Could I tell? Or
you
just
can kind of feel it.
I think Josie's kind of pretty. What do you think?
She tried.
She's got a lot of hair, buddy.
Kind of like that about her.
Have a seat, Carl.
Carl sits down.
Is Cecil still there?
Yeah, so Cecil... now listen, guys. If Barry had been here, he would have written you all up and given you demerits, and that looks bad on me because I'm your prefect.
I'm sorry. That's for disappointing.
We didn't mean to cause an issue with you, friend.
Oh, I was trying to get people to
then
help
I'll sit somewhere else, then. I'm sorry.
Now you can sit here. There's an empty chair right there.
Mm-hmm. Try to avoid fighting.
Other than us...
I don't fight. I stop the fighting.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Duncan. I appreciate that.
I was just sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall anything of a fight actually going down. But other than us, who's the...
It looked like a fight almost broke out because you reared back to hit her and he stepped in front of you and everybody kind of like stood up and...
Everything got really tense. Oh, no, I didn't stand up.
No, you and Priscilla didn't.
Yeah.
You both just sat back glaring at each other.
Sit up really either. I just kind of...
The other kids
go.
Look at on the tables? Do they
Breakfast stopped for a few seconds, but you know.
Like everybody felt the tension in the air. Like
it
was
kinda...
so.
Hi, my name is Duncan, and I'm new here.
Does everyone just go back to eating?
Yeah, everybody just kind of goes back to eating. Dottie,
I'm Dottie.
The ghost kind of floats back over to you. Well, that was perfectly untoward.
Yeah, she's not very nice. It doesn't seem. Thank you for helping.
If you have any more problems with that hateful little harpy, you be sure to call me. I'll be around. I appreciate polite children.
Thank you so much.
Who are you talking to?
Hmm?
So tell us about yourself, Carl.
I just don't like. Is all.
What's there to know?
It's a free country.
Why do you hang around with Priscilla?
To herself.
That's all right. Does it hurt you?
No one else in this dump will hang out with me.
All right, then let her do everything. You know what I mean?
You could sit with us.
Why would I want to sit with you?
Why
would you want to sit with her?
Well,
Because she has a room down the hall from me, and...
Well, I want to sit next to you, because I want to be your friend.
I appreciate your candor, my friend. Look, bad things have a way of happening to people that Priscilla doesn't like.
Okay. So, Cecil and Carl, let me ask this. Besides us, who's the biggest troublemakers?
Cecil goes, well, there have been lots of disciplinary issues, if you hadn't noticed.
I want to know who's everybody, the worst.
Everybody here has some unique attributes, shall we say?
Well, everyone's special in his or her own way.
I want to know who the big dog on campus is. Who's the most troublesome one?
How do I become Priscilla's friend?
I need to take down the big dog.
What do I need to do?
As the big dog?
I believe that would involve lots of psychotropic drugs and possibly years of therapy.
Well, she likes Carl.
I don't think she does.
Sure she does. She wanted to eat breakfast with
him. She doesn't like him in the way that you're insinuating. She likes him because he's weak-willed and does whatever she says.
Hey, now. Don't say things like that right in front of him.
I'm sitting right here.
I can see that. Carl, how far off from the truth am I?
My friend.
Believe me, I'm not... I'm not troubled by anything that this...
Carl, shut up and sit down.
I don't think I want to sit here anymore.
Well, I'm sorry, Carl.
Maybe tomorrow.
And as for you, you better watch yourself.
Oof.
And he stomps off. So James made a friend.
Yep.
I'm good at that.
I made a friend with Priscilla.
Oh, Priscilla likes her doll.
I have girlfriends.
I can find her doll clothes and she can be my friend. That's what I will like to do.
Her doll, that's right.
Yeah, you know, none of your business. It probably misses none of your business.
That would be a critical weakness.
She's married.
Or miss. I don't know if there's a mystery.
Anyway, we should probably finish this up and go talk to Doctors Candlewick and,
Davenport.
Earth or Forth?
I will eat the giant egg.
Yes, it is. It is a rather large egg,
and then
it is quite a breakfast.
I don't know where to put that.
What I don't eat and what Priscilla didn't eat, I'm stuffing into my arm.
Okay,
that's gonna be my snack later.
I'm not sure.
I'm a hoarder.
Where do we? Where do we put our stuff after we cleaned it? After we eat it.
I even put the fork and knife in there, just in case.
Is it like a cleanup, like a bit you put it?
The tray returns are over by the side. I forgot to mention before, the lunch line is built into the orchestra pit, kind of. It's like a queue? Yeah. And there's kind of like a dumbwaiter from the kitchens down that are right beneath.
That sounds nice to say about the waiter.
All right, so who do you want to see first?
There's
Candlewick and Dr. Davenforth.
I'm stuffing Davenforth. Dumb waiter.
Okay, you all going together?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Surely.
Birds of a feather.
All right, his office is at the end of a long hallway in the south wing. The door is closed, and he seems to be dictating something within.
He's busy.
You knock?
I do.
Yay.
Alright.
No, Enoch.
I see what you did there. How do you spell that?
Enoch.
Good call.
I'm
still a dick.
You hear a very perturbed and then... Yes.
I'm sorry. You may enter. Are we bothering you?
All right. Spin time. four twos.
I'm sorry, guys. My character's going to get us into a lot of trouble. Almost
all right.
All the time.
Yeah, you're all getting each other into a lot of trouble.
I don't get anyone.
I'll just blackmail us out of it.
How have I gotten people into trouble?
You have not, Meyer.
I've tried to help stop trouble.
Duncan just
I just really don't like Priscilla.
Neither do I.
I'm going to take that bitch down.
Yeah, I don't want to take her down.
You've made an enemy. That's very fair. All right, let's
you
see.
You made an enemy of her. I made an enemy of her lackey. So it's going to be perfect. And Mar will always be the one that stops me from hurting people.
I think Duncan just wants to be friends with everyone.
Well, yeah. But when I'm in hostile mode, I'm just a dick to everybody except... Because I can't be a dick to you because you're just too nice. It wouldn't affect
and,
you.
And too big, so yeah. You can't hurt him and you can't be
I think
mean to
and
him.
And he has a crush on Josie.
And there's nothing I can do to him to get him angry or to... He just won't be able to feed...
How much older is Josie than Duncan?
She's about 14, so about four years. I mean, you're a little young, but also if you're
prone to crushes.
If you have a crush on her, then that's appropriate.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, so four twos.
So four twos, yeah.
Got it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, well, no, I meant, yeah.
Which one do we go to first?
Davenport.
He is the administrator of the Candlewick Home.
Yeah.
The director, right.
Director.
Yes. He's not the
admin. He's like... There's no school at the orphanage, technically.
Yeah.
They bus you over to the public school.
Mm-hmm.
Must be
kids
somebody.
Friends with.
But he's the administrator of the orphanage. He's... close to being the principal, and he sort of acts as a tutor as well if anyone needs tutoring.
I need tutoring.
With four twos, you said?
Yes.
Sorry. He has told a lie that he's feeling very guilty about to his lover. You don't know who that is.
Okay.
But he made an excuse so that he wouldn't have to meet her the other night.
Oh, her.
And it's on his mind.
Mm. All right.
You're always on my Twinkie. Mind.
Nope.
That's what I want.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Wow.
I probably shouldn't be in it anyway.
Definitely. Yeah.
Dr. Davenport is a tiny guy in his early 50s, kind of plump. He's wearing pince-nez on his nose, little tiny glasses with no arms. And he, as soon as you enter the room, he goes, "Ah, the new arrivals. Yes, yes, very good."
Hello, Mr.
When he said the entered thing, I did... kind of rudely scream, "Are we bothering you?"
"I'm sorry if you can use you, sir. My name is Duncan. These are my friends."
"Yes. Oh, so very sorry."
"Jareth and Dotton."
Enoch Cuddlebottom, sir. Pleasure to meet you."
"Yes, yes. Very good, very good. Have a seat."
"I stand." Again, I start looking around and start picking up all the random things and analyzing them.
"Young man, I believe I told you to have a seat. Do you have difficulty obeying instructions?"
"A little bit."
"Where do you want me to sit down?"
"Oh, this is fancy."
The room is actually set up, his office is kind of set up like a classroom. There are 10...
Still a dick.
actually, call it 16 desks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small classroom. There's a chalkboard with various notes about the goings on of the orphanage.
Sit right up front.
Yeah, there's.
Wait, where'd you have me to sit, sir?
Have a seat. Okay. The desks are way too small for
yes,
you.
Yes, it is.
you can't. It is going to be impossible almost for you to wedge your shell into there. make me. Let's see. What would that be? Go with feet plus PE, because this is going to be an act of true athleticism.
Okay.
Just stop and watch.
Does he ask me again to sit down?
Yes, he...
Then I sit exactly where I'm standing. I just sit down and look straight up with a big grin.
I got two tens.
Two tens?
Yes.
All right, in that case, you manage to find, like, just the right angle to wedge yourself in, but you have a feeling that if you stand up, that desk's coming with you.
It's like, wow.
Ah.
I can see we have an anarchist in our midst.
What's an anarchist?
An anarchist is someone who does not believe in rule of law.
Oh, who's that in this room?
Be serious. Yes. Well,
it was me.
You don't believe in rules?
I believe in one rule, is that every rule should be broken.
So you do believe in rules?
Sure. Quite obviously a repeat offender. Disciplinary nightmare.
I kind of... sit down, buddy.
I sat down where he told me to sit down again. I sat exactly where I was.
So he's sitting, like, across the room by the door.
Oh.
On the floor. Do you stand up?
On the floor. I will stand up.
All right, the desk comes with you.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh no!
It is just. Oh! You are wedged into God. It.
I am so sorry, sir. Oh no!
James actually just fell off his chair.
Just sit.
Okay. I'll sit back down.
He's.
Oh,
he's coming
Duncan,
over
you're
you.
So.
Oh, I am so sorry, sir. Oh man. This is a terrible first impression. I am so embarrassed.
Alright, I got to laugh that off, so now I'm back to being... You sated my anarchist for a while.
Oh, no.
Are you ready to have a seat now?
Want me to sit? Okay, I'll sit down.
Just sit. Please, just sit.
Let me help you, Duncan.
Ugh.
And I help guide your desk back onto the ground. And then I sit next to you in the desk. In the desk next to you.
If you want, I can fix this for you.
I'll have Mr. Gruner look at it later.
Oh, okay.
He's very handy.
Oh. That's a nice
skill. Might say he has a good score in hands.
Anyway, your attention, please, children. Your erudition has been entrusted to me, and with due care and attention, I will shepherd you into new realms of social adroitness and cognizance. Under my guidance, you shall beat back the forces of ignorance which occupy your minds like foreign soldiers billeted in an unwilling home. And together we shall crush benightedness, socialism, mumbliness, sassmouth, fidgetism, and noisomeness. And as he says sassmouth, he looks directly at you.
I bow my head in shame.
He looks like he's about to go on, and then he notices that you have a question. Yes?
Hi.
Mr...
My name is Duncan.
Yes, Duncan. What is it?
He used a lot of big words, and I lost you. It's like the first sentence.
Do try to keep up.
Orion.
Yes.
I gave a quick roll of Twilight Eyes just in case I see a spirit that would probably distract me from the speech that I lost interest in.
Can you give me the definition of all the words you gave me?
Basically, he's saying that he's going to teach us and make us better people.
Oh, thank you, sir.
There is a dictionary at the rear of the room. I suggest you make full use of it.
Okay.
I actually get up and get him the dictionary, put it on the desk, and I sit back down. Thud. Dust flies every... No.
I will make sure to read one whole page a night.
What page did I leave off on? I don't remember. I'll just start from every night. God.
Aardvark.
Anyhow, as you are new arrivals at the house, I shall go over the rules for you once and only once. Any questions you have should be directed toward the prefects. I will not repeat myself.
Like Josie?
Yes,
prefect. Just kind of sitting there writhing his hands and hitting his head real low.
He is going to go off on a list of rules. Quiet hours are from 9 to 9. Anyone caught outside of their room after curfew, which is 10:30, receives a demerit. Anybody caught making noise during quiet hours receives a demerit. Anybody who does not do their chores at the appointed times, as noted on the schedule outside of the dining hall, receives a demerit. Receive enough demerits, and there are some vague but generally menacing consequence that you're not really sure of, but it sounds bad.
Oh, you should have given me a paper to write this down.
Don't
worry.
He's got it on the chalkboard. He's just like going down the list one by one. Mm-hmm. He's got a big yardstick too that he's using as a pointer.
And he's just kind of going, reading it real quick.
Is there a piece of paper in the desk?
We'll say that you can. It's actually an old timey desk. So you open the desk, and there's like a fountain pen and an inkwell. All
right, then I'll start trying to. I'll write down the things in the.
All right, Meyer, you can make me brains plus remember to, or brains plus outthink to follow along.
Well, you said just on the board. I'm not gonna follow. I'm just gonna try to write. I'm not gonna keep up. I'm just gonna write down on the list.
Lifts up the thing, and there's like a pen. I lift up mine slightly, and I put them in my arm.
No, Duncan knows he's not gonna keep up with this guy.
So he's just
gonna go from the board down on his own pace.
All right, are you guys paying attention?
Yes.
Now, if there was any spirits in the room, they're probably distracting me.
You know what? We'll say the charred ghost is floating around.
Did we get info on the charred ghost, or she just knows that it's a charred ghost.
Yes, she just knows that the left part of this person's body is very severely burned, and the charred ghost is actually standing beside Dr. Davenforth, mimicking his movements and his facial expression with his half burned off face.
Is it in a mockingly fashion?
Yeah, so it's a very overwrought kind of
cool beans.
I'm trying not to laugh, but it's entertaining me a bit, and I probably will.
Make me face plus charm, not to just crack up laughing, and to present a face that you are paying attention.
Nothing.
Okay. About
six dice, and I can't roll a single pair.
About halfway through the lecture, Dottie just bursts into laughter.
I look over and I just kind of cower. She starts giggling and I flinch.
So rude.
He like stops on a dime and turns. Is something humorous?
No, I was just thinking. I was remembering something that I heard earlier in the day, and it was funny. And I know it's already early in the day, so I didn't have much time to hear.
Miss Drury, Drury,
Drury,
Miss Drury. I fail to see the humor in any of these rules. These rules are in place for a very good reason. Every single one of them, and if you do not adhere to them, you will be. You will be beholden to the disciplinary action of the Candlewick Prefects and of myself.
I don't plan on break.
Do you find the rules funny?
Why would I find rules funny? That's funny that you said that, because no.
Well, if you think they're so funny, perhaps you would like to copy them over for me, 20 times each.
Ooh, I didn't say they were funny, but
yes.
I have a question for you.
What is it, Mr. Barrowwort? Because I'm assuming by this point he's asked all your names and
yeah.
Why did you want us? Spiel.
Why did I what?
Why did you want us to come here? No one wanted me. When I was in the orphanage, no one picked me. Why'd you want me? You don't even know me.
Without even rolling for it, you have flabbergasted the man. Because that is fucking heartbreaking.
I would say, even Jareth is just like a mouth agape that you just asked that and gets all teary-eyed.
He kind of pauses. Well, Mr. Barrowwort, the Candlewick home is a place where young unfortunates such as yourself, unwanted and unwelcome in society, can get a decent education, enjoy some fine food and comfortable living conditions, and maybe pull themselves out of the
the spiral of drink and jazz music that has led so much of our society astray these days.
I really wish I was still in dick mode.
Oh. Thank you, then, sir. That's very kind of you.
Ah, yes. You're perfectly welcome.
I agree. Thank you very much.
Anyhow, if we are done with the rules...
I'm not done writing them down, actually.
Oh, okay.
You can get a copy from Dottie later.
Miss Drury will hand you a copy.
Out of the 20 copies she's writing down.
Say they were funny.
It's alright. It helps me remember stuff if I write it down.
If we are done with the rules, school at the burn shop. School at Burn Shop Comprehensive will be beginning in a week and a half. And as new students, you will all need to be placed with your appropriate grade level. As such, I have these aptitude tests, and he puts his hand down on a very hefty pile of papers on his desk, which you must all take. So if you would, each of you take a corner of the room, separate.
Am I supposed to do this before or after I finish with the rules?
You may pause in your dictation taking, you may pause in your copying the rules in order to take the exam. However, I want those 20 copies by this evening. Or you will receive a demerit.
Can I just stay here? Because the desk is stuck.
Why don't the rest of us move and Duncan can stay there?
Thank you. I'll say, Duncan, yeah, you're already in one of the corners, so...
Thank you.
So we have to roll for these tests?
Yes. So this is how this works. I need 3 brains plus remembers and 1 brains plus outthink from everybody.
All nothing.
So wait, here's the thing now. You guys, regardless of what you roll, bless you.
Thank you.
This is going to take a couple of hours because this is... They're just testing to see where you belong.
Right.
As far as... grade level goes. So Duncan, you have some options. You can cheat.
No.
Somehow.
Nope.
You guys can help him cheat if any of you wants to. But as you're taking your tests, you see Duncan just staring.
Well, let me see how I do and whether or not I can actually help him
I think Duncan needs his help, so if he does terrible, then they can put him in the right grade and become better.
Alright, so...
I don't mean what Duncan thinks. It's like,
Three brains plus out... Three brains plus remember and 1 brains plus out.
Alright, so...
So...
Like, Duncan doesn't mind a little hard work.
Total that up. I'll say if you get set. If you get sets, give me your 3 highest sets. Your 3 highest or widest, whatever.
Alright, I had a 444, a 77, and then the other 2 were nothing.
Alright.
I got nothing all around.
If it matters, the
triple four.
If it matters, the 444 was in the one that we had outthinking it.
You're stuck with me then.
I was gonna say, is somebody mowing the lawn so I can use the sound of a lawnmower to increase my
goal? Oh, that's true. I can use that. Right?
What happened?
I could do that.
Yeah, you can. That's something you can do. You can use your echoes.
I want to. I'm gonna do that.
Damn it.
What am I doing?
It's probably too late.
I'll let you re-roll, because that's something...
Then I have a shot, so... Oh, we have to do it for each one?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm really trying. I'm in, like, a cold sweat, so I have goosebumps from the cold. Which is an echo.
Okay. There's a breeze in the room.
Yeah, I'll use the smell of wet grass if the window's open in the morning.
Yeah.
Maybe I could use my hair falls in front of my eyes while I'm leaning over thinking and being blinded by her own hair is one of mine.
Sure.
Alright, so I'll use that for one roll.
Do
you have long hair, Eric? I guess you do. Maybe you just start to like wind it around your head as like a, you know, kind of reflexive motion.
Right.
I got a pair of twos.
Okay, a pair of twos.
You want our three best?
Three best.
3x9, 3x10, and 2x9.
Okay.
Oh, and now I have to make a illumination roll, right?
Okay, yeah, hang on. Let's do that.
Yeah. Because
I want to explain that to everybody.
I did worse this time. I got one pair of sevens, one pair of sixes, and the other two are zeros.
Oh, you didn't have to re-roll all of them.
Just one roll. Yeah.
What did you have last time? You said three fours.
Three fours, a pair of sevens, and two zeros.
Okay, so two tens.
Two zeros.
The other two were nothing.
The other two were nothing. And you can sub in one of those rolls for...
All right, so then I'll sub in the two sixes.
The two sixes.
Yeah, so a trip four and the pair of sevens and a pair of sixes.
What? Are you going to use your illumination for one of them? It's only for one roll, though.
Your echoes.
I was going to use it
for my last roll. I'm going to use Malachi coin.
You're gonna
open up and dig around and pull out my coin.
Go ahead. So Akos with trip tens and two tens
and then two by nine.
All right, you ace this test.
Woohoo!
It's easy as shit.
I got trip nines, and that's it.
Trip nines.
All right.
Couldn't even roll three dice. Or did you? How many dice did you roll?
Well, I had three, and then but Brains was one. So
okay.
The rest of Dottie and Jareth, you guys. Some of it's easy, some of it's hard. Jareth, you breeze through part of it.
But you do terrible in the other parts.
You're not sure how you did, either one of you. Dottie, we'll say you're more confident than Jareth is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know something, you know a little something from all of the sections. Jareth, there are places where, you don't know crap about algebra, but you know kind of a lot about European history, and because that interests you.
For some reason.
There was a book about Europe in my arm.
What did I know?
With a pair of twos.
Shapes.
Shapes.
You know how to write and read. You know none of the math.
No.
Almost none of the history. You do relatively poorly on the reading comprehension. It's just a mess, and you're uncomfortable with all of it.
It takes
Alex, I'll say you finish up in about 45 minutes. It takes the rest of you an hour and a half. And you all, when you finish, it's a relief.
I'm gonna write on the bottom of the page, the last page, I'm sorry.
Being that I used the thing, do I write up in the illumination thing the amount?
You write so down two in your illumination pool.
Well, my lucky coin was three, so
it was three.
Write,
so yeah,
whatever it is.
You use.
Okay, so I got three.
Okay. So I use two. Okay.
So before we get to the illumination, the tests.
Yeah.
Knock. It was a breeze. You aced it. You know. Dottie and Jareth, you guys put down your pens. It was kind of a mental workout, and you all look over and you still see, Duncan. He's kind of doing one of these.
Is this in English? I put my lucky coin back, and you hear it goes kaplunk, and it just you hear it fall down my arm.
It's like a Plinko machine that's been invented in about 50 or 60 years.
So what do you guys want to do? Do you want to try to help him? Do you want to just let him?
I don't know how we can. He's all the way across the room.
You can kind of, I don't know. Let's say this.
Dr. Davenport is a little distracted. If any of you guys makes a noise or moves, he'll probably, like, if you get up and walk over to him, he'll probably notice. But if any of you want to, like, signal to each other or, you know.
Is there any way I could try to get his spirit to, like, kind of inspire him for an answer? Some answers here?
What powers does your...
I have Graven Speech. I guess I would have to talk.
Well, you would have to talk to the spirit.
Mm-hmm. What would it be to try to, like, psst over to Duncan? Mm-hmm. Have to roll, or...
You know what? You don't have to roll. You can roleplay this. You guys can roleplay this out.
Psst, Duncan.
What?
Do you need some help?
That's all right. If I do bad, then I need to be put where I'm put.
Are you sure? It's real easy.
Not for me.
Sorry, buddy.
It's all right. Hard work, and then I'll be as smart as you. I'm reading a dictionary now.
Eric, do you want to call a ghost over? You can. The charred ghost is still hanging around.
Hey, this isn't English.
Damn it.
Roll your Graven Speech and talk to the ghost. And get it to listen to you.
Oh, 2 tens.
Alright, yeah, it comes over.
Hey, sorry I got you in trouble before. I didn't mean to do that.
It's alright. I should have been paying more attention. My friend over there is having a little difficulty. Is there any chance we might be able to help him a little bit?
I don't know. A lot of mortals can't hear me. I can go over and take a look at what he's having trouble with.
That would be nice if you could.
Ghost walks over. All of it. Yeah,
that's exactly what happens. It floats over, kind of looks at Myers' paper.
This goes, oh,
yeah. Yeah,
goes,
just kind of like face palms and a half burned off face.
Oh, no.
With skeletal fingers. And then floats back over to you and goes, it looks like he's having trouble with everything.
Oh, no. So there's probably no way I could get the ghost to...
He spelled his name right, I think.
He's Duncan, right?
With a K.
Dan Kane.
Although I've never seen Duncan spelled with a K before.
Although I've never seen Duncan with quite so many Qs.
He spells it Duncan like Dunkin' Donuts.
With the apostrophe.
With the apostrophe.
So I guess this.
All right, so I think we're just going to leave Meyer.
Okay.
His fate.
Yeah. So yeah, after time is called at 2 hours.
Oh my god! So I'm sitting there for an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Just looking at me like, oh, I haven't finished it.
If you're done, you can, you know, go up to the teacher, hand in your test to the teacher, to Dr. Davenport. He says, ah, yes, feel free to select a volume from the shelves of our library.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read a book.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll pick Huck Finn.
Sure.
No, Tom Sawyer. I'm feeling Tom Sawyer-y.
Tom Sawyer-y, okay. So you take Tom Sawyer off the shelf and get a good chunk of the way through it. He calls time. He walks over to you. Mr. Barrowart, the exam is completed.
Okay. Here you go.
Did he draw a smiley face as all the answers?
I'm sorry.
He starts looking over your test. No need to apologize. Yes. Well, if you need any tutelage, my office hours are posted outside. You will need to make an appointment.
Okay.
However.
I'll do that.
When can we start?
We should start as soon as possible.
Okay. You mentioned uniforms?
Ah, yes, your uniforms. He rummages around in a closet behind his desk. kind of guesstimates all of your sizes. Just hands Meyer the biggest set of clothing that he has. The
That's
biggest.
Fair.
No matter what he gives me, it's really baggy on me.
Hands you each hands you each two right uniforms. One pair of shoes. The boys get two pairs of slacks, two shirts, and a blazer. Mm-hmm. Girls get a skirt, blazer, and blouse. He tells you you're expected to be in uniform at all times, except in your dormitories between the hours of, 10:30 and breakfast.
What about when we go to school?
You are required to wear your uniforms to school as well.
Do the other kids there have uniforms?
They do not.
Ah.
That just makes us special, then.
Yeah. We'll stand out like a sore thumb. They're going to pick on us. They're going to know where we're from.
I don't say that part out loud.
I do. And I start
panicking. Won't pick on us. We just become friends with them.
They won't pick on us if Duncan's there.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. If Duncan's there.
All right. What time is this?
It's like 11:30. Yeah.
Oh, it's 11:30?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We've been recording for 3 hours.
In that case, let's wrap this session up.
Yeah. We'll see Dr. Candlewick next time.
Yeah.
And we'll do the illumination next time.
What do you mean?
We all have illumination roles.
Oh, right. Yeah, we'll do that at the beginning of next session.
Okay.
I don't think anybody's going to make it with two and three sets, though.
Nope.
You can just roll it now if you want.
What's the point of it?
You've come up with some tangible connection to what you're...
I got 2 5.
Crap.
To what your echo means.
Oh, I got nothing.
Wait. Echo.
What did you use?
We were just looking for pairs again, I guess.
Yeah, matches, sets.
Yeah, I got 2 5.
Meyer got.
All right.
I need to get going.
I rolled 2 5.
Yeah, all right.
Hang on, just write that down, Meyer.
Okay. Pair of fives.
Well, I thoroughly enjoy this.
Yes, I like
it. Yeah, this is fun.
Our character is going to be the source of almost all of our problems, by the way.
And I'll take care of the rest.
So before we wrap up, everybody gets 2 experience points.
Yay!
And
experience.
I'm going to say we'll do it the same way we did EP. Everybody gets 1 to give away.
I'm going to give 1 to Meyer for stopping all the fights.
Thank you. I will give 1 to... James for trying to hit for me.
Trying to beat up a little girl.
Trying to hit a lot of people. I enjoyed his character.
I'm gonna give mine to Meyer for also preventing me from starting a lot more problems that could have gotten worse, but I was playing to my character. That's.
I like the way Alex's character is going. I'm going to give 1 to him.
Thank you.
None.
And Eric, I'll give you an extra 1 just for the hell of it. Cause you role played with a lot of ghosts.
Yeah.
Then it was good. All right, so would you guys keep playing this?
Yeah, I like it.
All right, like I said, Meyer, just as for a note, the illumination for 2 5s is a friend who wants to play with you.
Oh.
Nice. So.
Is it Priscilla?
Well, it has to be somebody in the scene or somebody that you roped into the scene.
Which would just be us
or Dr. Davenport.
Yeah.
But he does seem to have taken a shine to you and your, willingness to learn. So maybe you're developing a closer relationship with him.
That's good.
Okay. That makes sense.
He's, you're going to be his new project, I would think.
Should I write that down then?
He is going to make
That's
it.
That's a hell of a project.
You change that Echo into a relationship with Dr. Davenport.
Echo is, okay, from now into the cold.
So what was it?
Goosebumps for the cold.
Yeah.
Is now friendship.
Is now a friendship with Dr. Davenport. Because you are his new,
new
project.
No, it goes up
here. Really? Echo. I guess change my echo.
No, you erase the echo.
And turn it into a relationship.
It becomes a relationship.
Oh, okay.
It becomes a point relationship of however many points that echo was.
3. Okay.
So, he's going to make a scholar out of you, or die trying.
Most likely die trying.
Most likely die trying. All right, so I'm glad everybody liked it.
Yes.
That was Dreadful Secrets of Candlewick Manor, Session 1.
Well, we haven't gotten to too many Dreadful Secrets yet.
No.
We're getting there.
Soon.
In time.
As you guys explore the sandbox, more will become available.
Oh, yeah. So I take out my illumination, too, because I used it.
Once we start public school, I have a really bad feeling about what's going to happen there. Because I'm in dick mode, I'm going to be the best bully.
So many fights.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye.